What's poppin'? Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Woo-hoo!
Oh boy, what an unhappy St. Patrick's Day it is, as nobody can celebrate except for the bunch that were from Taylor on the three buses that went to Corktown and went crazy on Sunday.
Oh, glad they had fun.
They got...
What's wrong with people?
Deadline Detroit was just quoting them, and they seemed to be quoting them accurately. They usually have eight buses. They only had three buses, so...
Oh, they're doing their part.
Down by half.
It's kind of a social distancing, isn't it?
You just turned me down.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Let's see. They quote a 49-year-old guy. We came to get fucked up. It's going to go around, so I'm at least going to enjoy myself while I can. And then said my Jeep on the back says, one life, live it. So I guess if it says that on the back of your Jeep, you have to do that.
Do it, yeah.
A 41-year-old guy said, I'm not worried about... being close to people, it ain't airborne.
Okay.
37-year-old guy, I'm not worried because alcohol disinfects most things.
Yeah, that's a big one.
I hope he's joking.
42-year-old woman said, it's like the flu. They don't count how many die from the flu.
Oh, my God.
But now they're telling us that's the only difference.
Okay.
And then a Canton guy says, it's not as bad as the media makes it out to be. Do your hygiene, be smart. Why not come out? It's sunny in Detroit. We're Detroiters. We've been through a lot worse.
Well, that's
nice. Anybody said hold your breath for 10 seconds to see if you have it?
Oh, God. BuzzFeed.
Well, that's the Geraldo way of dealing with the coronavirus.
BuzzFeed has a whole list of coronavirus hoax. Like things that people will send you an email to do or the truth about it, but they're all bullshit.
Social media list of them. It's just such a cesspool of bullshit. Oh, my God. Can people stop, by the way, posting on social media pictures of empty shelves?
I know. It's like empty shelf porn. It's the latest.
Yes. Yeah, start posting full shelves. And then there'll be a run on wherever that is.
Grow Green is sponsoring Facebook Live now, and they've been stocking their giant 35,000 square foot store to the rafters to ensure your grow keeps the lights on during this pandemic. You can shop the entire store online at growgreenmi.com or call and build your order with one of their amazing sales reps. Once your order is placed, it'll be picked, packed, and shipped within 24 hours, or you can call and schedule a curbside pickup and stay in your car the entire time.
Wow, really?
Right. Like that.
Wow.
The store will remain open until told otherwise, so get stocked up now, as no one knows if stores will be forced to close tomorrow. So call now, 810-299-2900. Shop online at growgreenmi.com or visit the store in M36. In Whitmore Lake and in Grow Green, they've actually piled on more advertising because we've lost some advertising because of this damn coronavirus.
Whew.
What's Facebook Live? What are people saying? Stock market canceled. I see that's Bev.
Stock market canceled. Yeah, 13% today.
3,000 points?
Yeah, just shy of it. Yeah. That's fun.
I'm not patient zero, Jimmy Tucker.
Mm.
I didn't have it.
No symptoms?
No, well, I had a little, it wasn't the dry cough, but...
I see.
Were you achy?
Yeah, but I'm achy every day.
Do you have fever?
You're achy every day. Why are you achy every day?
Because,
What's that all about?
I found a silver lining in the symptoms of coronavirus. I was looking at the percent, like what people get, the percentage of it, and dead last at like 2% was diarrhea. So at least when you get COVID-19... you're not going to have diarrhea, so that's nice.
Well, that's a good thing.
I guess that's good. So if you get diarrhea, that you're happy because then you know you don't have the coronavirus.
You're cheering for it.
Yeah.
Now you could just have diarrhea and coronavirus.
Sorry again for the delay. I have diarrhea.
By the way,
that's
from Curb Your Enthusiasm last night. That scene just cracked me up. Well, both scenes where the waitress
said
the meal was late.
She's from Broad City. Yeah.
I'm not familiar with her, but she was great. Yeah. She reported that the meal was late because she has diarrhea.
Sorry again for the delay. I have diarrhea.
Then the air conditioning is out, and she brings the meal, and she's just sweating profusely. And the drop
slow motion
of sweat falls off her nose into Larry's soup.
Oh.
With honestly four of the best reaction shots from
that
Jeff.
That was brilliant.
From Larry, from Richard Lewis.
And Vince Vaughn.
Yeah. It was really good.
Vince Vaughn is Charlie. I don't know how many people get that. Charlie was a what's his name? Robertson, phone company ads. He's dead.
Cliff Robertson. Yeah.
Cliff Robertson, yeah.
Yeah, who was Charlie in the
movie.
In
late 50s. I think he won an Oscar for it, didn't he? And Charlie was mentally impaired.
Oh.
And so Richard Lewis is playing Charlie in a play.
That was really funny.
And Larry's... Larry David...
The whole thing with the car was killing me, too.
Yeah, the car was really funny. It's hard to explain all this.
Such a great
but
show.
But Larry doing his ad for Larry's Latte and pointing out that they allow no defecation in the store.
Defecation-free zone.
No stalls.
Yep.
Only urinals. No defecation. Which, I don't know, something...
There is something to that.
I kind of like that.
Yeah, definitely.
So how's iHeart, Trudy? Anything crazy going on over there?
No, actually, pretty smoothly running machine so far.
Really?
So good, yeah. Oh. Mary had people calling in today. Mm. Some guy works at a party planning place, and he said there are people placing orders, so people are planning on parties in the future.
Ain't no party like a Detroit party.
Because a Detroit party don't stop.
For what, 2021?
I don't know. I mean, maybe they just feel like it's going to be over soon. Who knows? Right. Miracle.
Well, Elton John's canceled till 2021.
I know.
Wait a minute.
And Dee wants her money for your ticket?
Well, she just, said that it came.
He's not.
The bill came, so.
Oh, but you can't just tell her, give me a ticket with the right date on it and I'll pay.
Ask her for proof. Ask her for a receipt.
There's no date, is there?
No, there is no date. No, you're right.
2021.
Yeah.
And baseball's pushed back.
When?
July, maybe. Aren't they just going to do a half season? Just start at the All-Star?
Yeah,
I think so. The Stones concert is June 8th. I've got $4,400 out there for my four Stones tickets.
Well, what about the four people on stage? They're all at risk.
Well, and somebody's earning interest on my $4,400 all this time.
Oh, love you, Jagger.
It's true, the Stones
like
are.
It's that much money.
What a disaster.
He sent you to the Rolling Stones.
It is such a clusterfuck. And then, all this stuff getting canceled. Just cancel. Just close your restaurants. No more health. No more working out. No anything.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Right. In fact, the president's press conference today.
Still going.
Is it really?
Yeah, he's been answering questions for about a half hour.
I thought it was kind of weird when that one medical professional got up and said,
as the mother of two millennials, I realize that I'm really counting on you millennials to...
What did that mean?
She drove me nuts on Friday in the Rose Garden because every time she went back to the mic, she was like, I'm glad to be here. And all I could think of was, you're glad to be there. I don't want you to be there. Nobody wants you to be there. Nobody wants to know who you are because that means there's a problem.
Yeah, shouldn't you be sorry to be there?
Why is it millennials' job to get us through this?
Well, they're the biggest portion of the workers right now.
So what? There's other people. We need to stay home, too.
Because millennials need to learn to put aside all their experiences right now and be curmudgeonly Gen Xers and stay at home and do nothing.
They're so fucking cool, man. Wait. We didn't care about
school. We gave up on life
in the
90s.
Isn't it the Gen Zers that are at spring break going wacko?
Yeah, but they don't work.
Yeah, but now they have no place to go.
They're going to live forever, too.
But
they're going to bring it home to grandma and they're going to kill grandma and grandpa.
Oh, no doubt.
They don't care.
I don't know. Maybe we should check up on one today.
They already canceled.
Yeah, we know a Gen Zer who was just back from spring break with pink eye. And what else is wrong with this?
Probably COVID-19.
Stung with a jellyfish.
Oh, really? Did that individual get the... urine treatment? The urine treatment?
That's right. I remember Jamaica, the first time I was there, said, you just need somebody to pee on it. And it wasn't me, but I was thinking, this has got to be a local joke.
Yeah,
there's no way.
I know.
But it's not.
Oh, how do we know it's not?
It's the R. Kelly method.
Be the long con of the century.
Because the guy got better. He did get better.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless my urine is just particularly special.
It's not.
chances are you've heard about Jim Bentley at Zot Ford in Holly. Maybe you're headed up there to work a deal on some new wheels, whether it's the pre-loved or the brand new. They've got the zero cash due deal going on. I got a feeling there's going to be a lot of people swinging deals in the near future to get people out to go to a place where they have reasonable social distancing. I don't think any place is too full of people right now.
Hey, how much social distancing can you get? But your car, it's your total social distancing.
That's true.
It's a surround sound.
That's a big sales floor, too. There's a lot of space.
And I would think that there wouldn't be much chance of getting coronavirus from a brand new car.
No. No, hell no.
And I'm sure they're doing more than the industry average with the pre-loved cars.
Yes.
A brand new fucking motor, a brand new transmission, and brand new wheels.
Zero cash due. That's what's going on. You can lease a new loaded 2020 Ford Fusion as low as $129 with zero cash due. Lease the all-new 2020 Ford Edge SEL all-wheel drive as low as $222 with zero cash due. And then the 2020 Ford F-150 Supercrew XLT 4x4 as low as $252. And you guessed it, zero cash due. Hurry, March 16th. Well, March 16th's here. Well, that's for the dinner.
Yeah.
But hopefully people are not just hoping to go to dinner. We're and our dinner, by the way, we're still in consultation with.
Yeah. We're going to do dinner by Skype if we have to.
2020 and 2020, Dr. Yaldo's still open. If you want to get rid of those glasses and contacts and reading glasses, the Yaldo Eye Center is the place to go for the most experienced eye surgeon in the Midwest, Dr. Yaldo. Let him take a look and determine if LASIK can make you 20/20 or better, or multifocal lens implants for people older with multiple problems, or you're going to have to wait a couple years, which some do. And if that's the case, you can go find glasses, contacts, reading glasses, some beautiful frames there, and get your prescriptions. And then decide for yourself down the road or now when the time is appropriate. Dr. Yaldo will tell you that. So we've had many, many people go there, many people very happy with the results and challenging people to see offs and all kinds of madness. Call 1-800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com. Oh, boy, crazy day. This is so crazy. I mean, to literally be in the restaurant business and have someone say, nobody in a restaurant is pretty weird.
Yeah, but takeout. Well, that's takeout all day long, man.
That's what's happening at Mesa. Is we are now a takeout business overnight. Yeah. Overnight.
Well, if you think about it, though, who is going to really go? Ah, oh, well, then I'm going to cook. Who wouldn't ordinarily?
Oh, no one knows how to cook anymore. No
well, I think takeout business is going to get insane because if you can't go out to eat, and nobody wants to cook every night. I mean, I would think there'd be a lot of people doing carry out just to take a break.
Yeah. Change it up.
And if you got kids home and you're feeding them all day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, we had to make some hard decisions today because, I mean, here's what a lot of people are facing. Not just us, but this is what a lot of people are facing, including the podcast, is that business is not as usual. I mean, the stock market is just flailing like a mofo.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's spending money because no one can go out and be in a crowd. So if you're a bar or restaurant or, a lot of other places, too, it's just, the airline. They say the airlines could be sunk, literally sunk.
Well, they've already
weeks.
Asked. They've Wait already a asked minute. For $50 billion, I think, from the federal government.
Stop acting for money.
They're not going to let the airlines fail.
No, I know.
But what did they do with all the extra baggage money?
I know.
Where did that go?
Thank you for saying
Where
that.
Where did they burn that?
That's the first thing I thought. I was like, what do you mean? They can't last a few weeks. They got a giant tax cut. They have way too many seats in the fucking plane.
Yeah, they cram more people in.
You have no space to yourself in a goddamn plane.
How can
you
charge extra for legroom?
They're an organized cartel where they don't compete with each other.
No, right.
How could they? You think they would have years of money sitting around to run their business?
Yeah, the second you have empty planes flying for a week, it goes under. Nice model.
Did you read the story today?
I've read probably too many stories on it.
Airlines should be bankrupt within weeks.
Yeah.
Within weeks.
Okay, then just stop.
What about the executive pay? Okay, could that guy,
No, no way.
Yes, well, somebody's getting paid too much. If they're shutting down in weeks, then they've got a management problem because they've been charging us for every fucking thing we bring on. I'm not really showing the appropriate sympathy for these people, am I? Times are tough. I know, I just really had a problem with it. I'm like, that can't be true. It can't be.
Well, nobody feels sympathy for the airlines.
No,
they
never
treat
will.
Their customers. No.
Well, yeah, because they're dicks to people, too, on top of it all.
But they employ a lot of people.
Okay, so, yeah, they do. So here's the thing with Mesa is, we employ all these people, too. And we struggle through the winter. We have to we're like a squirrel. We have to save money from our good months, our spring and summer months, to make it through the winter when business kind of dies. And so here we are coming into our great months. Oh, great. We're going to make a lot of money so we can make it through the winter and hopefully make some money this year. And whammo. Oh, I mean, if it was wintertime, I'd feel a lot better about it. But anyway, what we decided to do this morning, we had a little conference call.
Ooh.
And with Matt Riley and myself and a few other affected people. And we decided that we're going to keep the staff and try to keep people busy, whether it's painting, doing carry out. Mm. We're trying to work out curbside carry out in Royal Oak with a little help, you know, so you won't have to double park for curbside.
Cool.
I saw there's new signs in the windows, too, that basically...
Yeah, we're carry-out business now. Yeah. We're Mexican carry-out.
Oh, I want some. Let's get some salsa now.
I know. I love the idea. So what you'll do is you'll call 248-545-1940 to get carry-out from Mesa. And know that we're taking care of our... We don't even know... At first, the idea was, well, a lot of these people are going to have to file for unemployment. But unemployment only pays them this. And so we just said, okay, here's what we're going to do. Well, no matter what happens, we're just going to make everyone, whatever they made last month, they'll make this month, and we'll revisit it at the end of this month. So,
great idea.
Yeah.
A lot of businesses, then, are following that model?
No, I don't think so. But I think that what makes me mad is all these large corporations... which got this giant tax cut.
Yeah.
They can't make the same commitment that we're making, these companies. I mean, can you imagine how much cash they should have on hand?
They do have a lot on hand.
And, so now it's up the complaint is that they sit on the cash. So now they're sitting on the cash. Why aren't they making this promise?
Well, they might. You know, it's funny. A lot of the banks are denying stock buybacks now. So instead of buying back the stock, maybe they actually will use the cash to do that. But now you have... governments, I want to say Ohio's one where they're going to get rid of, you know, if you're unemployed, you have to pretend you're looking for work for a while.
Oh, yeah.
That pretension is gone now for a lot of states. I don't know if Michigan's one. So that just helps people that, because look, most people feel this is going to be short term, maybe 2-3 months.
But short term, I mean, no, a lot of people can't pay the mortgage if they don't get paid for 6 weeks.
Or four weeks.
Well, what are they going to do then? They're going to have to take steps with where that's concerned, too. Are they going to be cutting off? I forgot to pay my cable bill.
Oh, the figure.
Last month. Oh, my God. They were all over me. And I'm just like, hey, wait a minute. Hang on. It was just like 1 month,
well,
you know?
They might allow some assistance there.
They're talking about
but
a lot
that's
of things.
The last thing you want to lose right now, because that's your only lifeline, right?
But still, until you have some sort of a promise from somebody, it's just unnerving as hell to be going through this. First of all, because you got this stupid virus, and second of all, because you're wondering, oh, am I going to pay my fucking bills?
Yeah.
You know, I got kids running around, and my job is shut down.
Scary.
And there's other people who are hoping to get shut down. The UAW I saw today is all pissed because they feel that, at least in this Ford, I think it's the Dearborn truck plant, they don't feel that they're taking enough measures to protect them.
How far away do they work from each other?
You know, I don't know. But I was reading the story and I was feeling bad. And I guess there's an 18-minute stretch in their shift. I don't know if it's Ford, but some of the big three have an 18-minute stretch where they leave, and after the 18 minutes, the new people come in, so they don't cross over those big crowds of people. But, whoa, what's going on? Is this coronavirus-related, Trudy?
It must be. It's that important.
God,
I'll call you back. It's not just me.
I have to put it on in the studio at work, you know, because we're having these constant updates. And
my.
Forget, sorry.
And we're having constant updates, too. And thank God there's all these celebrities, as we pointed out yesterday, teaching us how to wash our hands and teaching us how to do all kinds of things. I don't even know where to start with this, Brandon.
Oh, wow.
Should we make our spring break call and then go through the...
Yeah.
Through all the videos.
Yeah.
We have so many videos to watch. Everyone is teaching us what to do. It's great.
There's also a great man on the street from last night.
Oh, good.
Did you see it?
I saw one this morning on Fox 2, but it was only one person. They were talking about the piston that got the coronavirus and lives in...
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it.
Something apartment. Apartments. Yeah. And
Broderick Towers?
Yeah, Broderick Towers. Yeah. Anyway, they were interviewing his hot neighbor.
Oh.
who was very concerned.
Is that her right there?
Yeah, that's her. That's her. Is she cute? Yes.
Just came across
a
it.
Note under their door Sunday confirming a male tenant has COVID-19.
People
here at Broderick
Apartments
downtown Detroit.
Temporarily.
A from Comerica
really?
Park.
Yeah, I was shocked.
I just think with the unknown.
Fox 2 has confirmed the tenant is Detroit Pistons player Christian Wood. He tested positive for the coronavirus a week after playing the Utah Jazz. He was matched up with Rudy Gobert, the first NBA player to test positive. Wood is apparently feeling fine after the diagnosis.
Thank you for, you know, letting someone know.
She's pretty.
And getting tested.
Why,
getting
flowers. Tested.
And not ignoring the signs.
Whitney Jenneret has lived here for 6 years.
She has flowers and paper towels.
Her building regarding Wood and the pandemic outside of it means she's staying in her unit.
I'm not going down to the fitness center. I'm literally staying
what
in
if
my
you
unit.
Don't get, what if you lose your hotness?
She looks plenty hot. She can hold off for a while. I think she'll survive.
Let me just, since we're here, I think this is where the man on the street is. It was an Armani story.
Zeus is bummed out that they closed the gym today. They started draining the hot tub underneath him.
Serious? Why was he there? Is he trying to get corona?
Wait, for Joey?
Yes.
Oh, no kidding. He was in there and they're draining it?
Yeah, and they're like, okay, we're shutting the gym down, and they started draining the hot tub.
All right, here's the two men on the streets.
PM schedule. Meanwhile, Kroger also shortening their store hours,
early.
Now closing at 10 p.m. We caught up with a couple of shoppers earlier Sunday.
Talk to me about what you got.
Okay, I got some spoons.
You only got one bag of stuff, see?
I got bowls and a pack of chicken wings.
My honest opinion is I think everybody needs to just relax a little bit.
Should we light it to you?
Because this is just another part of the like cold or flu family. So if it's like that, then we shouldn't act like it's the zombie apocalypse.
A very different Sunday morning for churchgoers.
That was a Dr. Man on the Street.
Basically
the cold and flu.
She pointed out it's in the cold and flu family.
Yeah, sure.
It's an interesting point.
It's a doctor.
Do they call that the same family?
Gets
is it really in the same family?
No,
I don't
not.
Think it is.
Not at all. One is an influenza virus, the other is a coronavirus.
Of the dude who just gets spoons.
Take it to the street. All right, we're calling you Spring Breaker. Just got back. If this person is sick, I won't be surprised because I don't think there was social distancing going on. Brandon, where was this person?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Defeat the purpose of spring break, wouldn't it? Social distance.
Kennedy.
Hi.
I can.
Hi.
We miss you.
Miss you. I have all the time in the world to come see you now.
Hello. Right. No, you're not coming in here.
Were you social distancing on spring break?
Kind of, because we didn't go to like any like spring break destination. We kind of went where all the old people are.
Oh, so you killed a bunch of old
for
people.
Them.
Was that that intentional, or why'd you do that?
We didn't want to have like a big crazy spring break, really. So we just went where we could lay out and relax.
So you didn't go to bars, or
we did one night in Fort Lauderdale.
That's it.
But yeah,
what is this really, Kennedy? Kennedy, you do look like Janina from Love is Blind, by the way.
Oh, thanks.
She really does. I mean, I even went to your Twitter and I looked at a couple pictures and there was like, well, you have a couple pictures where you guys really look alike.
Really?
Yeah. Seriously. Okay, so you didn't. What about your friends, though? Did a lot of your friends go to spring break?
Yeah, like a bunch of them. And I just heard today that Fort Lauderdale and Fort Myers like shut down their beaches.
Yeah, Miami
oh boy,
too.
Because of you. You shut it down.
No beaches.
Yeah, it's the one time I went.
Do you think any of your friends put out in light of the coronavirus?
Probably.
I mean, you never know. You might not have the chance again.
Right, yeah.
Well,
that's so
I'm encouraged. Now, you said you went for this really laid-back old people spring break, but yet somehow you got pink eye and you got stung by a jellyfish?
Yeah, I don't know what I did. Well, it was actually, I got pink eye following the one night out that I had in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, God.
I woke up with it.
One night out. Oh, is that the same night you got the jellyfish bite?
Yeah, so I woke up with pink eye, and I figured it was just like sinuses or something weird, and so I kind of just ignored it. And then, my friend Annie and I, we were in the water, and we were like, okay, we're going to like hang in here for like one more wave, because we were just like literally jumping in the waves like weirdos. And we were like, okay, one more, because then we had to leave to go to the airport. So I literally got stung with 15 minutes left before we left for the airport.
Did anyone tell you the cure for a jellyfish sting?
What, pee? I was like, Annie, you have to pee on me. She's like, Kennedy, that's a myth.
Well, it saved your life. That's how you do it.
I thought it was real.
I know, it's pretty weird.
It's real enough.
So what's going on with the 20-something podcast? When is that going to be back?
I'm so annoyed. So they were giving people like 20-minute increments to like pack up all their stuff at school. And I had all my like equipment tucked away in like a different cubby, and I like completely forgot to grab it. So then my friend who lives in Ann Arbor, I tried to get her to grab it, but she didn't. So I'm kind of irritated, but.
So are you home?
Yeah, I'm in Toledo.
And how long till you go back to school?
At least April 4th.
Are you kind of bummed?
No.
Kennedy, what is the Generation Z take on COVID-19 and the coronavirus?
Well, I think it's kind of split. I think there's like a group of like my generation that thinks that like we should stay inside and like do our best to protect like the old people.
Coronavirus! How noble.
So like I'm going to try and do my best to stay inside. I haven't left the house today. I'm going to leave tomorrow to go vote, but that's it.
That might be canceled, by the way, because you're in Ohio, right?
Yeah.
They're trying to push the Supreme Court's trying to push the vote a few months away.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, well,
okay.
I don't know why they're doing it. Why would they have the vote at all?
No, we already know who it's going to be.
Well, it's just dumb anyway. It's like you're telling everyone to socially distance, and then you have an event. The government has an event that brings all these people in the same place.
Including old people running the polls.
Yeah.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
Okay, so you're concerned about the old people, but what's the other half of the Gen Z? What are they just don't care?
Well, I think a lot of people thought that they were just going to, like, come home and party. But
of course,
now they just closed down all the restaurants and bars, at least here.
Yep.
So everyone was freaking out that all the bars were shut down. But I was like, you guys were planning on going to the bars? So I don't know. But there's a lot of people that extended their spring break trips, and they're like still in Florida or wherever else, too.
Is spring break actually going on wildly somewhere?
It must.
Yeah.
Where?
Oh, yeah.
Where? Because they shut it down in Miami, I guess.
Fort Lauderdale shut down now, too. I think maybe Fort Myers is still open. I know there's some people in Siesta Key.
Heck, you can get on the show, maybe.
The biggest pain must have been your beloved basketball team, because there's no tournament.
Yeah,
they're pretty good.
People are freaking out about that.
Who was freaking out?
Like, all of Butler.
They were really good this year.
I know.
Yeah. Were they ranked?
Yeah, they were ranked.
Oh, wow.
Very good.
I know. I should be right now today. I should be complaining that my pool is finished.
Well, you could have complained a week early. Last week that it was finished.
Oh, boy. Okay, Kennedy, listen, interesting. We wanted to find out about your spring break and how we thought with all the stuff that happened to you, there must have been some craziness. But it sounds like you behaved responsibly, so I'm very proud of you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I mean, I think that it's probably my own fault how I got my pink eye, but probably because I can't disclose on podcast.
What, is someone making out with your eye?
Or farting near your face?
No. Right. I only kissed one person on spring break. That's pretty good. But he was 32, so you'd think he'd be like clean.
Whoa, wait, stop. What happened?
32?
32.
How'd you get around such old people?
Because I was in old people land. And so we made friends with our bartender, and we started going to the same bar every night. And then he's like, let me and my friends go out to Fort Lauderdale with you guys.
Oh, crazy.
So we were like, We're like, okay, come on. And so we literally went out with a bunch of 30-year-old men.
Oh, 30-year-old men?
Gross.
Skin.
Gross.
Old balls. Gross.
Millennials. Yikes.
So was there any conversation after you went out with them, or was it like, get rid of these old people?
No. Well, my friend, we had to keep in contact with them because my friend ended up losing her debit card in her purse that night.
That sounds like a move to me. I think she liked this
you
old
just
guy.
Like to hit and quit it, huh? That's how you roll?
So one of the guys actually ended up bringing her purse to the airport for
us.
What
a hero.
Wow, that was a good move.
Yeah, nothing out of it.
She left her purse, not just her debit card?
Yeah, she completely lost her debit card somewhere else. She lost the debit card first and then lost the purse.
Jesus.
But then the bartender ended up finding the purse and drove it to us at the airport literally an hour before our flight.
What did he get for doing that?
He liked these younger girls, didn't he?
A Venmo of like $5.
Oh, okay. Well, I guess,
she's
I guess,
a low IQ individual.
I guess that covers the gas on the way to the airport.
Yeah.
Not on the way back.
All right, Kennedy, enjoy your time off. Let us know when you got a podcast.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
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 Kennedy. Kennedy.
I think she had more fun than she's letting on.
Yeah, I know. Maybe she's scared dad's Kennedy. Listening. I don't think he'd care.
Kennedy.
No. Okay, she's got her own song. How about that?
K-E-N-N-E-D-Y. Kennedy.
Wouldn't you think Matt Farley would just be churning out more songs right now?
He is churning out a few for our listeners, I know, because okay. People have told me about they got some events coming up, and he gets a lot of work up.
Shouldn't he have one about coronavirus?
Oh, yeah. Doesn't he have a corona?
I haven't
even
seen
the
one.
Beer?
If he doesn't,
anything?
He'll have one soon.
Yeah.
Because he's got a 9/11 song, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Let's see. He's got a Let's Go to Corona, California. Apparently, that's a song.
Hmm.
How's Corona, California weathering the pandemic, I wonder?
Oh, it's a great question that will probably be covered by someone in the media. He does have this song, which is not a good one for the times.
Ooh, guitar.
I poop and I pee, and when I'm done, I turn the faucet on and let the water run. I count to 5, I count to 10, I never wash my hands, I just pretend.
I just pretend to wash my hands.
Human being with decency completely disagrees with me about my love of fecal matter and the liquid that flows out of my bladder. Trace of mouse wind up on my palm, which aren't going to cause.
That's one of his better musical versions, though.
Hey, he was so inspired he got the guitar out.
Yeah.
For that?
Not bad.
Washing hands. I do have a slew of celebrity PSAs that
we need
to jump
these.
Into.
We need these because I don't know how to wash my hands.
Well,
or do anything.
I was going to say, it's gone
I don't know how to act.
Farther than just washing hands. I mean, now we need the celebrities to teach us about the social distancing.
Okay, good.
And just about, you know, the coronavirus in general. But first, I guess we can just go right into the washing our hands with everybody's favorite lead singer, Brandon Flowers.
Oh, awesome. Sea, turning saints into
of course, it's
sea,
one of his songs.
Swimming through sick lullabies, choking on your alibis. But it's just the price I pay. Destiny is calling me. Open up my
people just fart when they're in the bathroom. I don't know what it is.
So yeah, if you sing that,
you're
washing your hands.
What an asshole. I'm sorry.
Why?
I didn't need to do that.
That is really silly.
Right. Let's see what the next one is. Actually, I don't think this is a PSA. More of just a yelling at a generation here.
Who's this?
Oh, this is Hillary Duff.
Mrs. Yeah. Hillary Duff.
Oh, Hillary
all
Duff.
All you young millennial assholes that keep going out and partying, go home. Stop killing old people, please.
Wow, she wasn't even in the bathroom when she farted. That's weird.
Stop killing old people.
All right. I have no idea what Steph Curry here is saying, but I'm sure it has something to do with the coronavirus.
Oh, it's going
to
be helpful.
What's up, everybody? I know this time is pretty hectic and crazy, and there's a lot of uncertainty, you know, out there, but just want to take the time
the
to encourage
either.
Everybody to practice social distancing to the best of their abilities. I know you know, people are in a lot of different
situations. What's this social distancing he's talking about? I haven't heard anything about
this. From person to person, but as best we can, practice social distancing so we can get rid of the spread of this virus as soon as possible. Flatten the curve. Make sure you stay 6 feet away from people. Huh? Wash your hands when you're going inside, outside, as much as you can. Water and soap. And
how do I do that?
Come together collectively to stop the spread of this virus. So everybody do their part. I'm doing mine. I'm at home. Me and my family really enjoying family time. But as best you can.
Where's your kid? Where's that cute little kid that's probably 15 now?
We can flatten the curve and get rid of this virus as soon as possible. Appreciate it. Stop the spread.
That was a huge help.
Now this one. This is the number one trend on all of Twitter right now.
Are you kidding me?
Here it is. I'll just let them introduce themselves.
Hi, I'm Max Brooks. I'm 47 years old. This is my dad, Mel Brooks.
What?
Hi, Dad. He's 93.
Oh.
If I get the coronavirus, I'll probably be okay. But if I give it to him, he could give it to Carl Reiner, who could give it to Dick Van Dyke. Before I know it, I've wiped out a whole generation of comedic legends. When it comes to coronavirus, I have to think about who I can infect. And so should you. So practice social distancing.
Wait, he's outside.
Avoid crowds. Wash your hands. Keep 6 feet away from people.
Have
the option to stay home.
It's graphic.
Just stay home. Do your part. Don't be a spreader. Right, Dad? I'm going. Love you.
That dude's dying ASA.
Honestly, if I could choose which one of them I want to die, it's the son.
I love
Max Brooks. Adorable.
Who is Max Brooks? No, he's nobody.
I don't even know who he is.
Oh, I think he's, doesn't he produce? Isn't he, like, kind of?
Well, his dad gets him some nepotism work, I'm sure.
Certainly didn't get the writing gene.
So Hugh Jackman got in trouble because he did make a video about washing his hands, but he used too much water, and the internet yelled at him. And so here it is, take two. He tweeted out, take two, you're absolutely right. Turn off the tap while you wash your
hands. He's in the bathroom, too, so he's surely going to fart.
Turn off the water.
All right, take two on this. Thank you, everyone, for picking me up on my mistake.
Don't you mean fuck you?
Was to wash your hands and leave the water running hot. That was not good. I wasn't thinking. So thanks.
Well, how do I wash them, Hugh?
Okay, turn on the water.
Oh, turn off the water.
Turn off the water. Then you pick up the soap, and he's rubbing it on his hands vigorously.
I can't believe they yelled at him.
How ridiculous. Because he left the water on?
Yeah.
Oh, does everyone turn the water? Do you guys turn the water off?
Fuck no.
Me either.
Come on.
No.
Nobody's got time for that.
Okay, turn it back off to get the soap off.
Thank you, Hugh.
Wow, that was great.
And the governor, he jumped in.
Don't you go dying on me.
With multiple videos.
And oh, Lord.
He included his zoo of animals. Here he is. I think he teaches us how to wash his hands here.
You see here? Look at this. This is how you wash your hands. Then you put a little bit of your just watch this.
Get it?
The little puppies with them.
What does this say about someone that needs to do this on social media?
Good morning,
ego. They're more important than anyone.
Does Juice have one? Oh my God, I want to see Juice's.
He's been doing a lot of coronavirus.
He's got jokes.
This is a 2-minute video, so I'm going to skip it.
Are you guys surprised that Arnold has all these animals?
Oh, wait till you see the next video. Here he is teaching us. I think this one's about social distancing. But he includes his fucking mini horse and his mini donkey.
You have elephants and giraffes and crocodiles and every kind of tigers and lions.
He's got a mini donkey and a mini horse who's just walking through the kitchen.
That's kind of fun.
The thing is that you stay at home.
Donkey.
Cute.
Because there's a curfew now.
Cute.
No one is allowed out, especially someone that is like 72 years old. After you're 65, you're not allowed out of the house anymore in California. So we stay home.
I guess he doesn't fart.
Here. Right? Oh, yeah, that's yummy. I eat with the whiskey, and there's noodle.
An Arnold?
Yeah, I was going to ask the same question.
Carrots. I just had my little bit of...
Oh, he raised his hand after the fart. I guess it was him.
Eating carrots. Eating carrots.
That's what we do. We don't go out. We don't go to restaurants. We don't do anything like that anymore here. We just eat with whiskey and with Lulu. We have a good time. We get entertained. Look at that beautiful smile she has.
He's okay. Yeah. He might not die of corona. He's definitely getting some other animal-borne disease. He's getting something. He's too close to those animals.
Your miniature pony and your whatever that is in the house.
Daunting.
Is that really
daunting.
A good idea? Oh, times?
I will keep you covered on any new celebrity PSAs.
Wait, didn't we miss one?
I think we've missed
Victor
many.
Olipito?
Well, we actually, yeah, you're right.
Oladipo.
Oladipo?
Yeah. There's plenty more if you want
to.
I mean, I don't know. There's
who else?
Guys from the NBA.
Well, let's see him. I want to see him. I mean, Steph Curry's was very.
That was informative.
Important. Yeah.
Okay. Just
it's too bad that he farted because he was in a room.
A little
he wasn't in a bathroom.
Yeah.
He didn't do a retake either, did he?
No.
He doesn't have time.
I'm going to live with that.
He's busy helping people. He'll take a fart for the team.
But no Aisha. Where's his wife and kid?
Well, Damian Lillard brought his kid into the mix.
Oh, great.
What's up, everyone? It's Dame Lillard of the Portland Trailblazers. Just a reminder to make sure you guys wash your hands before you're in large crowds, and if you might be sick, to quarantine yourself. This is only a virus that we can beat together. Hopefully, we'll be seeing you guys soon.
Turn
back
on
the floor.
What can I say?
Say see ya.
See ya.
Welcome.
Oh, man.
That kid just wanted to watch that Moana.
That's all. But he couldn't mute it.
And speaking of which, I do have proof that Madeline...
I'm not impressed.
What?
Not impressed.
I have proof that Madeline knows Frozen. Not only that...
You're not talking about the video that Madeline made with Kristen.
Well, you saw just... All right, this is what you saw. Let me find it real quick.
If this is the song, it is the worst song in the history of any movie.
Into the Unknown, that one.
Check this out.
You got to listen to this, Mark.
So here she is doing it a cappella.
I don't even think it's a song.
Let's hear it.
All right. Here into it is a cappella.
Aw, they're so cute.
Trying to open this
She looks
up.
Like Brandon.
Hey, that ain't cool. All right.
That's not cool.
Now, here it is.
Madeline farted, or was that Chris?
In studio. Here's in studio.
Oh, that's Madeline.
I can hear you.
Hey, that's the voice of an angel.
Adina Menzel, Adele Dazeem.
You mixed Madeline in with the song.
No, well, yeah, but just to prove a point. And yes, you're right, Mark. That song is sung by.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Adele Dazeem.
Hey, when is he going to get coronavirus? Shouldn't Travolta just have it?
He should.
Although Scientology would probably clear him of it.
Yeah, they can. He has his own plane. He doesn't have to worry about flying.
I anyway. Do like the movement to relabel this Tom Hanks disease.
Yeah, I know that. It's a good idea.
THS, Tom Hanks syndrome.
Has Chet made a new video?
Oh, I'll double check.
Chet got an update? Chet
with
Hanks?
With his shirt on.
By the way, I don't know why. I was so intrigued by Chet Hanks because he thinks he's important enough to tell us all that we only have so long to live, which is so stupid. So I look him up.
People are dying.
And I was just reading about... Chet's, and I think you might have mentioned this, Brandon, Chet's songs, which are just full of the N-word, like 5 years ago, and he had no idea there's anything wrong with that. And when somebody called him out, he's like, no, that's not what it's about. It's about how I feel about the word and who I'm talking to. It's like, you asshole, you're Tom Hanks' kid.
However you
can't be throwing the N-word around.
However you want to explain him, my man.
That's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
I do not see a new Chet Hayes video, but I could just click an old one just for funsies.
Sure.
Just to see what's going on here. Let's see.
No shirt, again.
What's up, you guys? So, I don't know who needs to hear this, but this is something I would want to hear, so I figured I'd share it. I've just had, I've had some time to reflect. It's been the holidays and everything. And
damn.
Yeah, so he's talking about IBS.
What I want to just share with you guys is...
I have IBS.
I just, reflect on my life, or reflect on where I'm at in life, and how far I've come.
I'm so glad he's doing this.
And I'm at a great place in my life.
What the hell?
You know what I'm saying? I'm honestly like the best that I've ever been.
you had a pretty good head start, by the way.
I'm aware of the areas in my life that require more work. I still have areas in my life that require more
that
work.
That doesn't need any more work.
Discipline.
What a
dork. More attention. And... something that I've realized about
myself.
Oh,
God, it goes on for five more minutes.
What did he realize? I want to know.
I want to hear more. I have to hear more.
What is the purpose of so much introspection here?
By the way, chicks love them. Here's some. Here's the only two responses I can see. I want this package for Christmas. Mm, This is legit my favorite post on the internet.
Oh, Jesus.
These chicks want them so bad.
When I have these realizations that there's more work to be done, I actually get really, really hard on myself. Like, I'm overly harsh
good
on
for
myself.
You.
I'm
Are you
overly,
okay?
Overly critical. I get in my own head. And
what in the hell are you talking about?
Having that baseline good discipline God. Always present is actually counterproductive discipline. For me.
This business of people of having a voice is done, so dangerous.
It's his version. My God, he's so
deep. It's his version of a TED Talk. It's a Chet Talk.
I feel like a lot of people can relate to this. Because
oh come on!
I feel like most
what
of
scares me is I feel like most people
else.
Thought, "Oh my God, that was so cool! That is so introspective." Chet,
I don't think they did.
I mean, but Brian, can you read some more comments, please? I got if there isn't somebody sarcastic on here, I'm gonna be really upset.
He feels like he's really hard on himself and like tries to, and then he's doing that.
No, he should be much harder on himself. In
with
my opinion,
those tats oh. and his backward hat,
no shirt.
You know what he calls these? His Chet Chats.
Oh Lord!
Chats.
Chet Chet Chet.
Why does he get him sponsored?
Thank you, oh great master, for sharing your wisdom.
Chet, Chet, Chet should sue him.
Yeah, great idea.
Chet, I absolutely feel this. Perfectionism leads to procrastination, which leads to anxiety. It's a vicious cycle.
That's not perfectionism that I, as I know it.
Nothing. Hey, make sure we see a new tats.
Oh my God, he's so deep.
Here's Baby Girl 5. Thank you for this. I love that you are so real and open about what the world needs.
What a dick.
I think anybody that's trying to be deep, if you hear a fart afterwards, it really brings it back down to earth.
It does.
I don't know why, it just does. Shows that they're all human.
Brandon, nobody's ragging him. No one.
You're so humble.
He probably filters that out.
Humble?
Man, yeah, you're
probably
so
right.
He has butters go through his.
Hey, Brandon, can you push
feed.
The button where we see the people he edited out?
Well, this is Instagram. No, that's a new feature right. on Twitter. And a lot of people were wondering, well, why is that feature even there? If you can click on to see the hidden replies on Twitter.
Because people don't know.
Well, it's because if someone just sees the tweet, they won't see those negative ones unless they click the button. So.
Who won't? Who doesn't do that?
This is all positive. People love him. You're right. I bet you he deleted, you know, some of the bad ones.
Yeah, he filters.
Wow, that's so heavy.
Hey, you know what? I heard you saying that you watched the Marky Mark Wahlberg movie.
Yeah,
Spencer.
Did you like it?
It was all right.
It's not the best. It was. It was the number one thing on Netflix for some reason.
I know. Why did your mother fool me?
The thing about him is, to this day, he still has not learned how to act with his face.
Yeah.
At all.
Yeah.
And then there was
a
line.
Good observation.
Did you see a line in there where he was like, mind your business? And it was like, wow, he has really
business.
Not come anywhere from Boogie
Wait,
Nights.
That's the line. Do we have the Boogie Nights drop?
Do me a favor. Just mind your business, please.
Yeah. Exactly the same way. Everything. He's always got the same look on his face, which is the smell of farts look. And he's shirtless in one scene.
I know. I just
shirtless in one scene.
I just see Mark Wahlberg. That's all I see. Yeah. But I like Mark Wahlberg, so I think it works.
It was all right. It was okay.
Yeah.
Pass some time.
Exactly. No, to pass some time.
Sure.
That's really all it serves. Should we try Andy Dick after the break?
Sure.
I think we need to find out how the West Coast is dealing with this.
It's been very quiet lately.
We need to have more correspondence, too. We have Jonah Falcon, of course, in New York.
You think he's changed his tune at all?
Oh, I let you know. What an ass. Well, I'm 40, so it's not my problem.
Yeah, but is it?
But Jonah, think
I'm
about
a
your
man.
Penis.
I'm isn't 40.
Hauling, yeah. Isn't hauling that weight around some immune compromise?
I could envelop the entire doorknob with my foreskin.
I said I could. I didn't say I did. It was the funniest part of that.
I think I've seen a video of him putting his foreskin around a doorknob.
Ugh.
Hasn't he? Have you guys seen that?
Without using a ruler, I'm longer than my forearm and thicker than my wrist.
Come on, we all know he has.
All right.
It's true, I got a big one. It's the biggest one around. If you're lucky, I can show it off, and you can go to town.
It's a new year. It's a new decade. It's time for Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsNadie.com. Start something new event during which Our friends at Zot are leasing new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4s as low as $148 a month. Or if you're all about the Jeep wave, stop by and lease the new 2020 Jeep Compass Limited all-wheel drive around $122 a month. Or if you want to step it up, get to Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, Zot is your lease turn-in headquarters. Any make, model, over miles, body damage, payments remaining, no problem. They'll get you a new ride for the new year, and they'll dump that POS car off for you. Check out the deals in their massive inventory at dealsinthed.com. And our friend Luke Nowacki is hopefully helping you get through this very difficult time. I'm sure Luke's seen quite a few opportunities with the stock market dropping 3,000 points. There are going to be some incredible buys whenever, if this thing ever ends.
When, yeah.
Ugh, I know. Don't you wish that'd it could just happen all at once?
Yeah, that was kind of what we were saying a week ago. Let's just take the short-term hit and...
It's painful.
I guess it's what we're trying to do now. I don't know.
So,
people are dying.
Isn't it funny how people just disappear?
You know, I saw
a real thing going on.
There was a story about Meghan Markle in the news. It's like, oh, yeah. Get out of the news! Get out of the news!
She's so canceled.
Get the fuck out of here! Nobody cares. Don't matter.
Her big coming out party was supposed to be the Met Gala, which has now been canceled.
Postponed.
Nothing. Nah, I hope it's canceled.
She's the headline in all the tabloids, by the way. One of them, the headlines is, "You'll never see Archie again." That's her punishment.
Good.
All right, so Luke wants help with your financial future. These are dicey times. It's good to have some help. And also maybe a steady hand. Or maybe you have a 401k you're concerned about. Yeah. You're thinking about that next statement, and maybe you're in some riskier or not risky enough investment, not aggressive enough for your age. That's what Luke Nowacki does. Takes all those variables, tries to get you in a balanced situation, and hopefully keep you from outliving your money. 248-663-4748 for Luke Nowacki. 248-663-4748.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of
Royal Alliance Associates, Inc.
Man, okay. A new breaking news coronavirus related.
Mm-hmm.
I need the whole.
The virus has been detected.
Don't feel good.
This is breaking news from the CVNN Coronavirus News Network.
Coronavirus!
Stand by for complete, in-depth, and accurate breaking news and shit. Can't breathe.
You always hope other states follow what certain states do. The state of Ohio is having a one-time liquor buyback option for bars and restaurants because they can't operate. So they stocked up for St. Patrick's Day, and now they're offering to buy it back.
Beer,
I'll
right?
I'll drink it.
I mean, can't they just keep it? It's not going to go bad.
Yeah, no, liquor
just
won't. But
not charge them.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're giving the money back, so then presumably the money can go to the employees who won't be able to work. Which is kind of nice that they're trying to do something.
No, that's a great idea. I love it.
Yeah,
I hope somebody does it at Mesa.
That's what I mean. I other states will follow.
I mean,
you guys have curated all that important tequila, though.
I know. Difficult we do have a lot of tequila inventory, which is inventory is not exactly what you want right now when you can't sell it.
It will be there, though. It's better aged, bad. Right?
Yeah. Now they won't have to buy it in the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
But if you'd rather have the liquidity. Yeah.
Can I quickly just ask a question, please?
Yes.
I'm really, really wondering this.
Oh, no. What?
I know.
Here we go.
If we didn't know about the coronavirus, if we didn't know that it was here, if we didn't see it in the headlines, what would we be going through any of this?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. The hospitals would be overloaded.
You don't think that the hospitals are overloaded because people are panicking and they think they have the coronavirus when in fact, if they just stayed home thinking they're regularly sick, they wouldn't?
That's possible, but they could do a flu test on them and go, "You got the flu, get out of here."
Are the hospitals overloaded yet?
Not yet. Well, in New York, they're about to be.
I mean, the governor said the virus today. Has been around for a while.
It's
brand new.
When people are ending up in a vent, though, I mean.
Are you saying this is all media controlled and created, Brandon?
I'm not. I'm saying if we didn't ever hear about the coronavirus, we would probably, attribute the extra couple thousand people that are sick to just being sick? In the grand scheme of how many people, you know, have various ailments during the winter.
I'll give you this. At this point, It's really hard to think. I mean, I struggle with this too, but I'm not going to argue with pandemic experts. When I see that, yeah. Was it 73 people are dead in the U.S.?
That was the last look, yeah.
And that 6,600 in the world, it's really, I'm like, wow. I mean, we're just shutting down the whole world and only this many have died. But I'm believing these people that it's going to get a lot worse. But it is weird to think that 73 deaths would have us completely. Casinos are closed. Do you know what it takes to close a casino?
Yeah.
There's a fucking cop who shot himself in the head 10 years ago playing blackjack because he lost some.
Yeah, but that's not contagious. I mean, it is to a small degree.
Well, I mean, it was a little disturbing for the people playing nearby.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Shoot himself in the head.
As long as they get
they were open an hour later.
Did they get a free buffet ticket or anything?
I don't know. In fact, that was the only floor that closed. I think closed for an hour.
Good.
And everybody else went downstairs one level and got back in
place. Practiced some social distancing for an hour while they cleaned up the mess.
They didn't even distance.
Probably they just didn't put a cone around it.
I mean, honestly, casinos, and you know, it took that proclamation as mourning from Gretchen to close the four here.
Do people think that the government wants to close these things down? Is that
I don't
understand what's going on with that argument.
I don't know. I don't think people think we're overreacting.
Do they? I mean, that's the last thing we want to do is close anything.
Well, you know, of course, people are going to argue about anything now, right?
Sure.
I mean, it doesn't matter what the government does. Some people are going to say it's overreaction, and some are going to say, oh, my God, you're doing such a terrible job.
Well, I think it's weird when
shut up, conspiracy theorists.
I think it's weird when people worry about this economic hit in the short term. It's like, well, yeah, but you weren't worried about all the potential deaths that this might cause. I just think that's weird because that all has an economic hit for people being sick around the world. I mean, it's all intertwined.
I guess I just struggle with the math, with knowing that just a few thousand worldwide are dying.
It's just starting.
I understand that it's just starting.
Well, China's passed it.
That's why you have mitigation. Well, they still have people getting sick,
1.5 million people. Mark, yesterday you said 1.5 million people are going to die in the U.S.
That's possible, yeah.
Now, worldwide, I'm sure that's going to be tens of millions.
But I don't think a lot of
we're at 4,000 right now. You don't have faith in humanity that before 10 million people die of this disease that we won't find a way to fix it?
That's why we're doing what we're doing.
Well, there's a lot of mitigation that's in effect.
Yeah, and that's why we're doing it.
We're probably not going to ever see numbers like that because we're doing what we're doing.
Even the thing about China, though, them having flattened it out by now, by completely...
Pretty amazing.
Quarantining people.
Yeah, but
they don't know what's going to happen if they, peek their heads out again and get, you know, it starts up again.
And
they could
forcibly separate people. We don't do that in this country.
Brandon has a smells a fart look on his face.
I'm just really confused by the math, I guess. Mark, yesterday you said 1.5 million.
If you don't mitigate it and take care of
70.
It.
So I'm just trying to think.
Is it going
to
stay there? Because you told me it was going to stay when it was like 12.
And even if people aren't going to die, if they can't breathe, 12? They're going to have to go to the hospital. They're going to have to be in an event, and you're going to like cause the hospitals to, they won't be able to treat anybody else, let alone the people who come in.
Big deal, man.
And if it doesn't happen, then you know what to do.
Then we win.
Yeah.
I'd rather be safe than sorry.
I think people are going to bitch after the fact, no matter what. People go, that was a big conspiracy just to bring the economy down, hurt the stock market, and kill Trump.
If that's the worst, then that's fine, because that means less people died and less people got sick.
And people are going to get hurt from an economic standpoint, which sucks.
But I'd rather be hurt economically than have my parents fall ill and die.
Yeah, it's. Should we call the coronavirus hotline? It's funny. I see a number on TV and I go, "What's that phone number for?" I'm going to call it
coronavirus hotline.
There's a coronavirus really hotline.
Oh, at the hospital.
It's an 888 number. I think it's the national hotline number.
Talk to.
Was a celebrity answering the phones? Do they have a phone bank of celebs?
Oh, that'd be awesome if they did. Well, let's call Andy Dick first. Let's see if he's in line with things. The grand opening of Chelly's Chili, the reopening, was going to be on Friday. That didn't work out too well.
Wait, what's the name of it?
Chelly's Chili.
It is Chelly's Chili? Yeah.
No.
It's like the tin roof.
Tin roof,
it's not?
Yeah.
Oh, the tin roof. Okay. But it's Chelly, right? Isn't Chelly? Or is it not Chelly?
No.
Oh, wow.
He's
funny.
He's done, man.
Is there even Chili?
He's in Chicago.
He's out. Yeah.
The story mentioned Chelly's Chili a couple times, and I just assumed that. Okay, it's the same building, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
There'll be no Chili, there'll be no Chelly.
Can't you get Chili? Andy.
What?
Can't you get Chili? Why not?
Sure. Well, no, not there. They're trying to rebrand.
There's another celebrity post, by the way, that I would not watch if I can advise people, Lizzo has like a 30-minute post.
No, I can watch that.
And
oh, there's probably so many farts in that one.
Yeah.
There probably are.
Starts with a flute.
She says that fear can spread the disease more quickly, by the way. I thought that was an interesting statement. I wasn't aware of that. She explains, she breaks the whole thing down. She knows more about it than anyone I've right. seen so far, including
she knows
Dr.
Everything.
Fauci. Yeah. Yes.
Andy.
Andy Dick.
Andy. Andy, Andy. Andy.
He's very health conscious.
Andy. Absolutely.
You might want to check your messages, too, your text messages, Drew.
My text messages?
Dave and Mike.
Dave.
Close.
Andy.
Drew and Mike.
Oh, Drew. But, oh, my God. I have you in my phone as Dave and Mike.
Close enough.
Yeah. Stay on the line. I'm going to change it or I never will.
Okay.
Right. Sounds like he's doing it.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Stay on the line. Just hang on. Okay, yeah, okay, I got a train sign.
How you doing, Andy?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good, and we're excited to call because we needed somebody on the West Coast to tell us how the coronavirus is affecting people out there. And I was aware of the fact that the last time we asked Andy about a current event was Jesse Smollett, and it was like 3 weeks in, and you didn't know who Jesse Smollett was. So, I mean, I'm aware that you're not really keeping track of breaking news, but I think you probably have your eye on the coronavirus.
Well, you can't help it because, hang on a second. Oh, shoot.
Uh-oh.
You have to conference us with somebody again?
Okay.
No,
I'm
deleted
still
us.
Doing,
well, honestly.
Doing, I was still I'm really slow with the typing and the finger crap you have to push on your phone. So I just, all that whole time was me changing it to Drew. the corona thing. So I was living in the heart of it, right on, I'm not kidding, Skid Row.
Oh.
And my girlfriend lives half a block away from me. Also, right here, there's a sign, a city sign that says Skid Row. It's like a part of town called Skid Row, an official part of town.
Yeah.
Anyways, Skid Row is where they have all those tents and boxes where people are living in. And then also very nice. We live right in between Los Angeles Street and Main Street. So Los Angeles Street is Skid Row. Main Street, hoity-toity, you know, foo-foo, she-she, five-star restaurants. I think I was talking to you about this before. Was I?
Mm-mm. I'm not sure we got into all this. But
okay, well, that's where I live, and that's where my gallery was, which I don't think we got into that.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll talk about that later. Let's talk about the corona thing. So I think, you know, it's bad because in the fifi shishi foo foo restaurants and hotels and all that crap, they have toilets. But the toilets on Los Angeles Street, where the tents and boxes are, and people just in under tarps and sleeping bags, they just shit in the street.
Oh wow!
So like just it's a sewer on one side and just nice on the other side. But that's not what I was going to say. I moved out. I moved to a city in the valley. There's a big yard, and it's just more protected. But I was going to say that I've been saying this whole time that this is mass hysteria. It's mass hysteria. It's in people's minds. They're going crazy. It's not real. Like, what the fuck is wrong? Wait, I can swear. I always forget.
Yeah,
I can't.
Sure.
Oh yeah. What the fuck's wrong with everybody? That it's like, you know, and you heard all the stuff that like more people died last year of just the flu, but people aren't running around getting as much toilet paper as they can. And I'm like, what is wrong with people?
Andy, do you share this with many people, and do they object when you say this?
Do you still feel that way?
Well, my girlfriend was the first one to start talking about it, and every time she would say the word coronavirus, I would just start fucking laughing. I hope you're kidding, because it's funny. What you're doing is funny. I guess you're pretty funny. She's like, no, I'm fucking serious. Because she works in a prison. She's a teacher in a prison, in a female prison, and she's not going to work all week this week. I'm with her right now, and she is just not going to go to work all week. But here's where it switched for me. You know, people started dying. I mean, I don't mean to laugh, but they started dying. They started shutting down whole countries or some whole cities like Barcelona. You're not even allowed to go outside or get arrested.
San Francisco's 24-hour lockdown for 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that, baby? San Francisco, 24-hour lockdown for 3 weeks.
I love when we can break news to Andy.
I love it. But that's the other thing that... That's the other thing that... I know, she's crazy. That it just keeps coming and coming and more news and more news and more news. But I was thinking that it's in people's minds. So I went in to go just get water and I think I was going to get some filet mignon at Trader Joe's. I went in there, and the lines at the cash registers went all the way to the back of the store, and people were running around like their carts were bumper cars, and they were frantic.
That is hysteria. That's hysteria.
And I know, and I fell into it. I started running around with my cart. I'm like, this is real. And I started throwing all this shit in my cart and running and going, oh, I need this. We need mustard. We don't even have mustard. And all this shit. And I had a full cart, and I was going into the back of the line, and I realized, wait a minute, I only have $40 on me. No credit card, nothing. I had 40 bucks. That's what I went into. I was going to get some wine for my lady and the filet mignon. We were going to have a nice dinner. It was on a Friday night, last Friday. And so I just said, I'm like, wait a minute. I fell into the hysteria so badly that
did you just dump the cart?
I had 40.
Did you just dump the cart?
No, I went halfway between dumping it and putting it back where it's supposed to go. I just because the shelves were all fucking empty. I just went around and just it doesn't matter. This whole shelf is empty. So I put this here, that there. I just went around and just put everything back. And I said, what do I really care about? Because I do have 40 bucks. And we need something. So I just got wine.
Andy, this seems to be fine. This got to be the third time you've told us a story where you just didn't have hardly any money on you at all. Do you not have credit cards? You just don't carry your wallet everywhere?
It's usually on a weekend. No. My credit card, something was wrong with it on Friday. But no, I have one. Like, I went to Trader Joe's today and I spent $300. But still part of the hysteria.
Do they have toilet paper there?
No, they didn't.
Nobody has toilet paper.
Water. They didn't have water. The main thing I want. Mm.
Mm. Yeah,
but
it's crazy.
I went early. I just got back from it, and they did have stuff. I got the filet mignon. I got
the wine.
Yeah. I got mustard.
So now what would you be doing normally if this wasn't going on? Would you be doing some stand up, or I mean, I'm assuming you'd be out and about.
I'm still doing the cameos. The thing is that when in times
that's perfect.
Of, yeah, this tumultuous times or whatever you want to say, the economy is tanking. Everybody's sad. They're depressed. They're holed up. Mm-hmm. They're quarantined. They can't even leave. Everything tanks and everything goes down except entertainment. Entertainment goes up. They're alone. Either they can color in a coloring book or get a cameo from me. They're so bored. They're so sad. And so my cameos actually went up. Huh. You know, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
People really... in entertainment. And my girlfriend and I were just talking about, I'm going to do a thing where I give half off or I give half of it to some charity. Can you think of a charity?
Well, something to help people who are laid off or, you know.
I know, like, my neighbor is the bartender, and she is done for 2 weeks since they closed it. Yeah. Like, what are people going to fucking do?
It's scary, isn't it?
Well, hopefully the government steps up to provide some kind of assistance, but.
Well, they're going to have to provide it to
for
all.
Months. Yeah.
Yeah, there's no paid leave. With so many people?
No, now Mitt Romney's floating the whole $1,000 for everybody for 2 months, the Andrew Yang type thing.
Mm-hmm. Do your kids get $1,000 too?
I think if they pay taxes, they do. Seriously.
Okay.
I want $1,000.
I love that. It's I hope stimulus. They can't. They're not going to. Are they going to do that?
It's a stimulus. Well, remember they did it with Bush during, was it 07? His last year of his presidency was $600 a household, I think. Yeah.
Yep. God, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so it's been done before.
$1,000 to everybody. Yeah.
They've tried this, too, in other countries and had mixed success.
Short term for 2 months, is it that big of a deal?
Yeah, to save the world from cratering.
Or at least our country.
Good idea. Yeah.
I don't think that $1,000 thing is going to happen.
Probably not, but you never know.
No.
Maybe it'll end up being $500.
Well, I love how we don't have to worry about the deficit anymore for some reason.
Oh, no. It's funny, Andy. One of the things they tell you to do to, you know, stop, to mitigate the spread of this disease is social distancing, which is all a phrase we have to learn now. And I couldn't think of anybody who that would bother more than Andy Dick, because you like being around people.
That's true.
Yeah. You've licked a few faces, and that's now you can't even touch people's faces.
I am immune. I feel like I already got the coronavirus. I got it. I got a slight case of it, and I already killed it.
Okay.
So now I have been inoculated, and I'm death.
It's possible.
So now I could be Corona Mary going around giving it to people. But when I moved to this little tiny city in the valley, I moved in with all these 20-somethings and 30-somethings, girls and guys, and I have my own little room, and they're all fucking sick. They all got it. But they got real sick. And here's what I heard on that thing that the president was talking about when I was driving over to my girl's house. Remember this morning he did a thing about the coronavirus, like a...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we heard the press conference. We heard it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, press conference. And they were saying that, you know how people are saying that if you're old, you're going to get it. I'm 54, so I'm in the category of, he's going to get it. but this smart doctor woman who sounded like she was 14 years old, she's like, yeah, here's that guy. And she was talking about that age is, a number, but it's also
physiological.
Physiological something. Yes. So, like, you could be 80, but you could have the health of an 18-year-old. You could be 18 and have the health of an 80-year-old.
Yeah.
So Andy, like, you're very thin. You look relatively healthy, considering that we know that you certainly have not always kept the best habits. But how you're 54?
Yeah. But even when I do those bad habits, I'm still eating well, and sometimes I'm exercising more because I'm running from the cop.
But at 54 chronological years, what do you think your physiological age would be if they analyzed it?
Well, last time I got a full on, because my friend said, with the way you do drugs, the way you drink, I'm taking you to the fucking doctor right now, and I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to get you a full on, all this blood stuff and all this kinds of tests.
Ooh.
And then the doctor, and this is while I was drinking. This is like a 1 or 2 years ago. And I said, I'm fine with that because I feel fucking great. I feel great. And he took me in, he did all this blood work and all this shit. And the doctor said he has the health, blood, body, and everything of a 15-year-old soccer player.
Hey.
What?
I know.
Wow. All right.
Well, you must have good genes.
Hey, some abusing to do.
Yes, maybe that. But I'm telling you guys don't know. Like, for all the crap I do, I do a lot of nutrition. Like, I just finished, right before you called, I finished my morning drink, because I do that intermittent fasting where you don't eat for at least 15 hours. I do that. And sometimes that's just because, you know, there's a lot of cocaine involved. No. I gave that up. I don't think, so I just finished my drink, my morning drink that flushes out my system and toxins, and everybody should do this, is a little water, a little apple cider vinegar, turmeric, cayenne, and black pepper, and lemon. And, you know, just a little cup of it. And then I drink that. It's spicy.
Sounds disgusting.
Great.
It seems like it's some actor trick to keep you looking.
Yeah. No, it's really, it's huge. Yeah. I've done it too. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, you feel really good.
Yeah, it's a big thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you guys look into it and do it. Trust me, do it. Oh, and baby, I can't start. Well, I was going to tell you what I did this morning. And I did yesterday too. A super fucking hot bath.
Oh, real hot baths.
Yeah. And what? I put Epsom salt in there, and I put food grade hydrogen peroxide, because I was telling my girl about that. You know about food grade hydrogen peroxide? You can drink it because it's food grade. Mm-hmm. Hydrogen peroxide is H2O2. Mm-hmm. You know, and water is H2O.
Yeah.
So there's just one more molecule of oxygen, and when you pour it in the water, that one molecule breaks off. The oxygen breaks off and goes into your skin, absorbs it like a sponge.
Andy, it sounds
it's
chemistry with Andy Dick.
Please don't tell me you're drinking silver too that you got from Alex Jones, colloidal silver. Do you know about that?
colloidal silver. Yeah, I used to. I've been doing this kind of shit since I was 15. But people don't know that. They just know about my drug and alcohol use.
Yeah, you do seem to have a good knowledge of science. Is that from doing drugs?
Okay. from making them, no, but yeah, my it's a fucking roller coaster with me, with health and drinking or driving. It's just up and down, and with all this fucking shit that's going on, I remember I said I'm always going to pick up your call, but I saw one a little bit ago, and I knew what you wanted to talk about, and I just wasn't in the mind space.
No, that's cool. No, I know you. And you
but I will. I will. I need to. I need to talk to you about it. There's just some bad stuff going on.
Oh, boy. No.
So bad.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing how we don't talk to you for 6 weeks. And it's like, oh, my God, there's three huge Andy Dick things going on. You know, the art gallery, you know, and then some guy punched you in New Orleans. I mean, it's like... It's amazing.
So, yeah, we'll talk about it later, but I will tell you that, yeah, he was my best friend. He was a great guy, Rico. He does grills. I think we were even talking about him.
We
talked about him when he was alive. You're right.
Oh, no.
I was hanging out with him. I think I was with him last time. And he makes diamonds and gold and the grills and necklaces and bracelets, and he was going to make me a grill. That's what we were talking about, how I was going to get a grill, and I really was. And out of the blue, we did a music video. We did a music video that day. It was, they cast me in it, and I said, Rico, come, you should be in it. And so they put him in it. So he and I are in it together, and that was the day, that day. We both were... having a little fun. Well, he mostly was with some certain, well, I don't want to give away his personal stuff, but he was having fun. And then we went back to the gallery, and I was with my girl and the artist, and he comes in and, brandishing a gun and waving it around. And then, he just shot his head off right in front of us, right in front of us in my gallery. And he died. And
so sorry.
He didn't die. He took 2 weeks to just stay half dead. And then he died.
How do you explain that, Andy?
I don't know. But the way other people explain it is that I did it.
Oh,
like,
no.
I'm not kidding. Everybody. So, and then it gets worse Everybody blamed me. Thank God my girlfriend was there. Thank God the artist was there. Me and my girlfriend were just laying down because that's where I was sleeping. I was sleeping in the gallery and I had this mattress and we were on the mattress and he just came in. He was like 5 to 10 feet in front of us. And it was just, and I got up and I'm like, dude, that's not even funny. This is not a funny joke. And I'm like, the blood doesn't even look real, dude. Not cool. This is not funny. But he really was dying. So we called 911. My girlfriend was doing CPR. I let them in the gate. You have to let them in because there's no buzzer. And then he went to the hospital. And then everybody turned on me. Everybody, all his friends, his mom, his baby mama, his girlfriends, and you know, all these people, and they still are, to the point where I came back to the gallery a week or two later. this is like I was watching a movie with Marky Mark, well, Mark Wahlberg. Remember, he used to be Marky Mark.
Yeah.
And it's out now or something.
The Netflix movie?
Spencer?
Yeah, I think so. Where he's like hitting a cop, some of a cop involved.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I was watching that, and I'm like, you know, my life is worse than this in, like you said, in the last few months. And because what happened is I went back to the gallery. I think I got lured in. I don't know how this happened. Went back, and I went into my gallery was a crime scene. So I couldn't go back. I didn't have anywhere to go. Well, I just left at my girlfriend's place. But I went back to this other gallery and my other friend's gallery. And then we were just chatting. And then in comes a group of 5 to 10, just these 5 to 10 black guys. And they lock the door behind them and literally, I'm not exaggerating, started beating me up.
Oh, my God.
What?
Yeah, for like hours trying to get me to confess that I killed him or I had something to do with it or whatever. I'm like, guys, I don't. Boom! Another one. And then I was freaky. I'm dying. I'm going to die. I'm going to die. I just gave up. Like, I'm going to die here. And I tried 5 different tactics to, I looked back on it, like, how did I get out of that? And so, you know, first I was naturally just crying and begging them, you know, and I'm telling you guys the truth. And I was crying and they would just hit me again to where I would just go to the floor.
Where were they hitting you, Andy?
In the face and kicking me all over my body. It was really, 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 really fucked up bad. Most traumatic thing I've ever. And you'd think that there's enough trauma with me watching my best friend shoot his head off. Now I'm getting beat up also?
What was the thing that you talked them down with? I mean,
First I tried crying. Then I'm like, okay, I got to be tough back. And I said, you know what? I'm done. I'm out of here. I'm gone. Let me out. And I went to go to the door, and they just said, there was 10 of them, 10 big black guys. Like, what was I thinking? And so I heard one of them saying, just knock him out. Knock him out. And they hit me so hard that's when I fell to the floor. And then I'm like, oh, here's my next tactic. The third tactic is, you know, I'm just going to pretend like I got knocked out. And so I just pretended, you know, like playing dead. And I could see and hear that they were freaked out, that they maybe killed me or hurt me too much. And by the way, I was seeing stars. But I get knocked out, but I don't die. It is weird. But
would we notice this on any of your cameos, Andy? Were you, would we see bruises on your face or anything?
No, I had slight, almost a cut all the way through my cheek, but it already went away. I really am like a Wolverine in that case. I had bruises on my legs.
Your amazing health comes through again.
I know.
I was 15-year-old.
I know. I was shocked that I didn't have a black eye because my whole face hurt. The first hit, my glasses flew 20 feet across the room, across the gallery. It was another gallery. And then the next tactic was just kind of giving in and saying, I mean, I don't know what you guys want. You guys can just keep beating me up. I'm telling you, I had nothing to do with this. And I'm telling you exactly what happened. And then boom, boom, boom. And the last tactic, I noticed that one of the guys, and he was kind of the ringleader, he never did hit me, but he was the ringleader. And the other thing, this is going to be really weird to you guys, but I was in a desperate situation, really ready to die. Like, I was starting to wrap my head around, oh, this is going to be it for me. And the ringleader was handsome. And hey. So I started kind of flirting with him.
Hey.
What?
What?
I'm not kidding.
What?
And that worked?
It worked.
Wow.
Whoa. I started talking sweet. I don't know what, I don't even remember exactly what I said, but he, because I really did think he was cute. And it was kind of like Stockholm Syndrome. I was falling in. It was hours. I'm not kidding. 3 hours.
Stockholm Syndrome.
How long did you guys date for?
It was kidnapping. What?
How long did you date for?
Right. So, well, honestly, then he sent everyone away, and he did take me out in his car to a party.
What?
Whoa. Wow.
Did you escape then?
Yes, that's when I got away.
Oh, my God. What a crazy day.
And you left him with blue balls. Good job.
Yeah, I did.
One day in Andy's life.
In the car, I tried to escape. In the car, there were still some of the guys were there. So he didn't. I was flirting while they were still there. But and then he sent some of them away, and there was about two or three left. So he was starting to get the sense that I liked him. So he took me to this party with the other guys, but then I tried to escape in the car too. And I tried to jump out while it was rolling, while it was driving. And they grabbed me and grabbed my clothes and ripped me back in. And then I'm like, I just got to keep doing this.
This sounds like a gay mafia or something. That's
so
wild.
Horrible.
Oh my God. You jumped out of a few moving cars too.
Yeah.
I know there's a movie in here.
But yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
I was going to say, though, I never read anything online or about the story that accused you of doing it. It seemed like it was clear, at least from the general media standpoint, that he shot himself.
Was it a suicide or was it an accident? That was the only thing.
Accident.
I know him.
I know him. I knew him very well. We spent every day, every night together all the time. He wasn't my boyfriend. He was literally my best friend at the time for like 8 months. And he was happy. He was good. He had a kid. Work was really good and getting better. And I saw in his face, because he was, you know, he was a little not himself when he was waving the gun around. And I was like, please, please, please. He was pointing at us and himself. And he talked about playing some kind of game. And, you know, not Russian roulette or anything. I didn't hear it, but my girlfriend said he said something. She's not here. She left. She walked out with some books. I don't know where she went to. Fucking library. So anyways, when he did it, he put it right up to his head. Ooh, yeah. And when he shot himself, the look on his face was, oh my God, what the fuck did I just do? Because I know him really well. He did not mean to do that. and it really was an accident.
Who's the guy that shot himself with a blank? Was it
John Eric Hexman?
John Eric Hexman too.
And Brandon
Lee. Nice,
Trudy.
Yeah.
Brandon Lee.
Yeah.
Bruce Lee's son. Yeah.
And Terry Kath from Chicago shot himself in the head too, and he was cleaning the gun.
Yeah.
And he thought it was empty.
Yeah, for the band, from
Terry,
the band
Terry
Chicago.
Kath, he was a great guitar player in Chicago when they weren't wimpy.
Oh, my God.
A good version of Chicago before...
when Chicago was not Peter Cetera-ized. He was cool, man. He could play. Andy, we got to move along. I don't even know how to break off this story. It's insane. But
is the gallery still open? Can you tell us that? Or
No. Oh, the manager of the building thinks I'm a killer.
What?
And I was trying to say, I did
not. That's not good
for
business.
Well, then you made him. You made him. You drove him crazy and made him do it. You're a scum. Fuck you. And he said, give me the key back, and hung up on me.
Are they blaming you for coronavirus too now?
Yeah.
Probably.
For all your licking? Yeah.
Aww.
Oh, man.
That's terrible.
Maybe. I know.
Well, Andy, I know. We know now that you've got the health of a 15-year-old. You will survive this very nicely.
Yeah. but
we got to move along. But we'll be in touch.
Good.
You sound good.
Yeah,
you do.
I'm doing good, but I move along. But I'm thinking, can we do some kind of fun? Because you're right. My finances are sucking because of all this shit. I have to hire lawyers and all this other stuff.
Oh God.
Maybe you guys can do a little fundraiser for poor old Dickie.
I think we could probably sell some cameos.
Yeah, we can have people call.
Yeah,
cameos.
No, you're right. Do that.
The best
and
cameos.
I'm gonna give half. And you know what? Everybody's money is gonna go down the shitter. Everybody.
Yeah.
Well,
and mine, I said it went up, but it goes up. Like yesterday was crazy, and no, not yesterday. The day before yesterday was crazy. Yesterday none, and today one. So I don't know. Maybe it's going back down because nobody has money.
It's mimicking the market.
Yeah.
When the market has a good day, Andy gets a lot of cameos.
I know. You were going to buy Chick-fil-A a few months ago, so it must be struggling a little bit.
Anyways, you guys have a good day. I love when you call, and I'm sorry I didn't answer the last one.
That's okay. No. Anytime. Oh, answer if you don't
that
feel like
right
it.
Right after the beating.
Oh, man. Well, we didn't even know about that.
I know. Nobody does.
All right, Andy, hang in there.
Okay, thank you, guys.
Nice
I love
talking
you guys.
To you. Love you, too, buddy.
Bye, Andy.
We'll see you.
Bye.
All right, the amazing Andy Dick.
Wow.
Oh, my God. I can't. That story's incredible.
Andy. Pretty wild.
You know, there's video of Andy right outside the gallery.
Yeah, he looks so, he's so sad in that photo that they snapped as they were wheeling the body into the ambulance.
Remember, he was screaming, don't let him die. I didn't realize that he lived for another 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I never
heard
that
makes sense
about
that it would be accidental then if he.
And it's crazy. The last time we talked to him, he was talking about Rico. He was telling us, hey, I think he even gave out his website. Yeah, like, hey, this guy makes the grills.
It's still up.
What is Rico?
He does jewelry
art
and
stuff. Yeah,
grills and stuff like that.
Wow.
Yikes.
By the way, how many different residences has Andy crashed at in the last year?
He's a man of the world.
I can't believe how often he says I was staying here, and then these 20 and 30-somethings that he's living with all of a sudden? What the hell?
Well, if you look at his cameos, there's kind of a very similar setting that he's always in. You know, he's got that he's got the big window over his shoulder, and that to me is him upstairs of the
gallery,
art gallery. That's where he was staying.
Okay.
So he's not staying here anymore.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, he would be an interesting tenant. I mean, things just happen around him.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Well.
Anyway, yeah. So.
He knows about the virus.
You can use your cameos.
Yeah.
He'll do a good job, man.
And while we're at it, real quick, I just got three new ones for you. Here's one.
What's up, man? I'm the Southwest Strangler, Shaggy Tudo.
Well, I'm Violent J. Shaggy, I wasn't feeling so good to do this whole ICP thing until I saw Dr. Mellencamp, and now I feel great.
Yeah.
You're talking about Dr. Mellencamp from Happy Family Medicine? Yeah.
Right,
so. Well, I give him credit for going all out, man.
Yeah. So ICP, they're on there for $150.
No way.
That?
Really?
It's not bad. They'll clean up.
Here's Pau Gasol.
Oh, really?
Pau?
Hi, Miranda. Happy birthday. I hear you love to travel.
that you have a kind heart. And
boring.
You also see, like my wife, Kat.
To your brother, Newsom.
Hope you have a great day. Your mom loves you very much. Make sure
boring.
You, know,
you
thank her.
Got your pow.
Pow goes how.
I hate it when people try to act like they,
like they give a shit.
They really care.
Hey, this is Mike coming soon to Cameo.
Yeah, boy.
Awesome.
Mike Tyson's $200.
Oh, wow. That'd be great.
You think he could get more?
How much was boring Paul Gasol?
Oh.
Did you even say?
Pau Gasol is $200.
Oh, get out of here.
You want a dollar?
Get out of here, Gasol.
Okay. Governor Whitmer expands unemployment benefits in Michigan due to COVID-19.
Yeah.
Temporary expansion of unemployment benefits to cover workers who are sick, quarantined, immunocompromised, have an unanticipated family care responsibility, first responders who become ill or must self-quarantine. They got to do something on first responders. I mean, first responders and healthcare people, they are
they expect
just
half of them
in,
to get sick.
They're in the line of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I worked together in a minute. This executive order will provide immediate relief to those who can't go to work and who rely on their paycheck to put food on the table for themselves and their families. Through the order, benefits go from 20 to 26 weeks. Yeah, not a great time to be looking for work.
Oof.
Not a good time
well, unless
to be
you're,
looking for work.
Unless you're in healthcare of some sort.
Ugh. Well,
in fact,
for those,
they're bringing doctors and nurses back from retirement. So,
but you can always look better. You can always do something to
you
look better.
You know what? That's amazing, too, that Dr. Roche has this brand new, exciting new procedure called Evolve, revolutionary, innovative, non-surgical contours. Some of the problem areas of your belly, your legs, butt, reduces fat, cellulite, tightens skin. And since you can't go to the gym to work on it anymore for a while, here's your answer. Take the time maybe that you have off. Schedule a consultation for Evolve or any of the other procedures at Dr. Roche's office, and then go back after the social distancing, toned, contoured, and tightened, and looking awesome for all skin types and tones. Ask them about Evolve. They're very excited about it. Call for a consultation at 248-338-1110 or go to droche.com.
And he does everything out of his office.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
so
he does.
Yes.
When hospitals say no elective surgery, that doesn't affect him.
No, not at all.
We have a boner line today.
We do.
Joe, what are people are calling about?
I don't know. It's a very, very special boner line today. It's boner line number 100.
All right.
Really?
Happy birthday,
yay,
boner line.
That's a milestone.
I don't even know if that's a birthday. Yeah, it's
wow,
a milestone.
It's a heck of a milestone. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of boners.
Okay. Call the boner line if you want to leave a message at 209-66-BONER. And here's the latest boner line. Do we have a sponsor for the boner line right now? We don't.
Grogreen.
Okay, yeah, make it Grogreen.
They're picking up
why
all
not
the slack in this planting.
Love Grogreen.
Boner line 100.
Corona Hotline, Romo here.
Regarding this coronavirus, this whole thing is just a mass hysteria hoax.
Oh, well, fake news, fake news.
The pandemic is ridiculous. Absolutely absurd. Nobody's talking about all the people that have already had it. I read a dozen articles about it and how it's not that huge of a sickness. Pump the brakes a touch.
I'm freaking out, man.
You're blowing this fucking coronavirus out of proportion.
Stop overreacting or I'll kill you!
You're asking why Seattle set the limit at 250 for a gathering, yes, and New York was at 500. I saw that they had some medical consultants formulating these numbers, and they just knew that everybody in Seattle was gross hippies that probably smelled like John Lennon, so they don't wash that often. More prone to spreading diseases and viruses.
Oh, that stinks.
How the fuck am I supposed to live when I've got four kids at home and no school to send them to?
Oh, amen.
Mother effer.
I hate having kids, bud.
Yeah, I'm just curious if that fucking idiot Brandon still thinks coronavirus is no big deal. I'm wondering how the booking of his cruise is going. I got $100 bill in my pocket waiting to send him on the coronavirus cruise.
Show me the money!
Born and raised in Detroit, but living in France for 12 years. This shit is getting wild out here. I would love to be your correspondent for the coronavirus in France.
The French.
Hey, Drew, I think you've heard by now they canceled the Elton John concert. I cannot effing believe it. It's 7 weeks away and it's canceled. So I hope you live to see another concert.
Don't you go dying on me!
We have an audio separated at birth. The guy who sang the take a poo to the loo and the guy guy who sings I'm Too Sexy.
First thing in the morning, what do I see? A pile of shit staring at me. I'm too sexy for my love. Wow. Love's going to leave.
They got an audio separated as well. Cardi B, she says, I scared. It sounds just like the other drop that you guys already played where someone said, like, I'm scared. Audio separated at birth. Cardi B going, coronavirus. And the girl that said, ain't nobody got time for that.
I got coronavirus. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yeah, I went hiking the other day, thinking, you know, get away from the coronavirus. And I stepped in some human shit. So I want to thank Brandon for just dropping trial, thinking it's okay to shit in the forest.
I got
to
take a dump.
Yeah, you guys were talking about taking a dump in the woods, and it reminded me of a story. One time I was up deer hunting, I had to take a shit in the woods. The only thing I had to wipe was my jersey glove, so I used my jersey glove, threw it on the ground. About an hour later, I was up at camp, and some guy came strolling through, asking if anybody lost a glove, holding on to my jersey glove.
It's poop.
Gross.
Drew and Mark, you guys need to quit being so suburban. Sometimes you just gotta shit in the woods, man. I've had jobs where I've been back in the woods and there ain't no toilet out there. Hiking or backpacking, there ain't no toilet.
Let me just make it to the bathroom before I lose my piles all over myself. Sorry.
Stop calling it a forest. We don't live in England. This isn't Robin Hood. Right? Galloping through a forest. In Michigan, we call it woods. The woods.
Why's the tree good?
Come on, let's climb the tree.
Congratulations on the 100th boner line. Keep it stiff, and here's to 100 more.
Okay, bye. That's it.
Hey, that reminded me, did you know there is a song that is just skyrocketing up in the charts because of the coronavirus?
What?
I got to find it. Hang on. Did anybody hear this song?
No.
Okay. Mm. Anybody want to guess what it is while I'm looking?
Is it an older song
It's an older song.
I made a list of apocalyptic songs today.
Oh, nice.
I'm not joking. This song is actually...
It's the end of the world as we know it?
You got it, okay. Yeah.
Oh, good call. It's a great song anyway.
It starts with an earthquake, birds and snakes, an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid.
It is skyrocketing. People are listening to that song a lot right now.
You know what's a great song, and I don't know if people remember it. It was a number one hit, though, in 67 or 68. Do you remember Trudy Barry Maguire's Eve of Destruction?
Yeah, that's
a great song.
Kick-ass song. God, I love that.
On the Eve of Destruction.
And that was when, of course, the cool counterculture hippies were protesting the Vietnam War and the convention in 68.
Oh, yeah. Hell
the establishment was trying to put them down, man.
Yeah. Oh, no, here it is. It is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating, but you tell me. So maybe we should do Apocalypse Sunday or something.
That song's from 65.
Oh, that's a good one.
Is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. You know what's a great song I saw on the list? It was 5 Years, the Bowie song.
Oh, yeah, that's a
we
great
got
song,
5 Years.
Too.
Of course, it's kind of weird that we'd have 5 Years. But I remember being freaked out by the song.
I think Jennifer Granholm loved that song, though.
Maybe that's where she
got so many
you'll
things
be blown away.
It.
Isn't that the hook?
It is.
And in 5 years, you're going to be blown away.
There were so many lists because there's a ton of songs that the title appears to be about that, and it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think the opening line to 1985 is something about being around in 1985, the McCartney song.
Oh,
but that's not what it's about. So, but it's on the list. And so I listened to a bunch of the songs. And I'm like, this song is not about that. It's not.
I love the fact that you're curating this list carefully.
I was trying to be selective. I thought 5 years is great, though. U2, Until the End of the World, Nine Inch Nails, Survivalism, and The Day the World Went Away. There's some bands that have so many apocalyptic songs. Jethro Tull has a bunch of them.
Really?
Iron Maiden has quite a few. Let's see, who else has multiple songs on the list? Because I know there's some other ones.
Elvis Costello?
Oh, Waiting Till the End of the World. That's a great song. Love that song. Let's see. Van Halen, Seventh Seal, Talking Heads, Road to Nowhere. Riding the storm out. How can that be? That's not apocalyptic, is it?
No, get that song out of here.
You know, Rapture by Blondie was on the list, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I don't know. Is that really about the rapture, though? Crawling to the train, I wonder who is going to stick it in this time. Everyone was looking for a little entertainment, so they probably put his hands. This is from My Aim Is True, the first Elvis record.
I thought I'd listen to every song on that album.
Such a great album. Yeah, Elvis definitely has a song about everything.
Another obvious one.
Oh, yeah, 1999.
Not the end of the world. Trying to run from the destruction. You know I didn't even care. Such a cool song.
It's a great song. Great record. The artist, formerly known as Prince. Invisible Sun by the Police, and also When the World is Running Down by the Police, which is a great song. God, I love... Sting is such a great bass player. He just drives. He composed a lot of stuff on the bass. And I love the way that three-piece, you can hear everything in a Police song. You hear the drums, the guitar, and the bass very clearly. And that's on Zenyatta Mandata, which I remember that record came out. I think it was a senior in college.
Mm-hmm.
That was a great record.
Yes.
At the time, I loved it.
College and radio.
I remember the baseball team listened to High Infidelity by R.S.P. a lot. It was like... But some Police, man.
Even back then you were saying that.
I was really bummed. Apocalypse Dreams by Tame Impala. Hysteria, Def Leppard. Ball of Confusion by The Temps.
Good
one. Great song. Black Hole Sun. Is Black Hole Sun up?
Really?
I don't know. Some of these songs did not really sound... When you listen to them, they didn't sound like it.
I don't know.
Another badass bass line. Is that James Jamerson? It probably is, right? No. From Motown?
I was just going to ask you. You know, all of Chris Cornell's songs were like about something terrible happening.
There are quite a few.
Yeah.
Chris Cornell and Soundgarden. Because of the color of your skin. Run, 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 but you sure can't hide.
For me, and I'll set you free. Rock on, brother. Rock on.
It's quite a move up for the Temps, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, from My Girl
to definitely.
Ball of Confusion.
Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Everybody was very affected by that 1960s. You know.
I got another one.
Anti-war.
This is my favorite version of that song, by the way. Just...
5, 6, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Keep on moving out, keep on moving in. Because of the color of the skin. Run, 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 but you sure can hide.
You guys didn't watch Sister Act 2?
No. No.
I did not.
Vote to me and I'll set you free.
Is this one of the things Kristen made you watch?
No, I watched this as a child.
Drew, I got one, which I know a lot of people know. Isn't this about the
99 Luft Balloons?
Yeah, but isn't it about nuclear war?
Is it? I believe it.
Probably because she's German. Or maybe it's about her hairy armpits.
Don't Fear the Reaper by B.O.C.
Reaper!
Don't Fear the Reaper.
How about The End by The Doors?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't even know if that's apocalyptic, because what's the end, you know? Kill Dad, I want to kill you. Mom, I want to fuck.
Such a
what
weird
the fuck
song.
Is that?
Such a weird song.
What the? He was deep.
Is that because the world's ending? Yeah. So I was like, I might as well nail my mom. What the fuck is that? Cut it out, Morrison.
Oh my God, he's so deep.
Deep.
This is the end.
His only
well,
friend.
Good for you.
The end. Cure has an end of the world song. Europe, the final countdown. Europe, that's not an apocalyptic song, is it? No,
it totally is.
Is it?
Yeah. It's the final countdown.
They really never let on what it's the final countdown to.
The end of the world, clearly. Listen.
But the Pistons can't come out to that if it's the end of the world song. Can they?
I don't even know what the lyrics of this song are.
Well, just listen to this lovely voice sing them.
Awesome.
But still it's farewell. And maybe we come back.
I feel the apocalypse coming on when I hear this. I will say that.
It's about humanity leaving the planet in a spaceship is what that's about.
It's not good. Apocalyptic.
Boo. When the Levee Breaks, Led Zeppelin. It was written by Kansas Joe McCoy and Memphis Minnie, but Zeppelin. Oh my God,
one of the greatest versions. Yeah.
So badass. Let's see.
Oh my God. Drums.
Oh. It's one of the first beats the Beastie Boys used, too, and licensed it. Hey!
Such a great song. Yeah. Oh, my God. A Number of the Beast by Maiden. How about Sabbath War Pigs? Oh. Chemical Romance has a bunch of songs. I can't even name them all.
Oh, my God. So because they're always so bummed out about life. Emo.
Either The Last Day or Night on Earth, there's multiple songs named that. Duran Duran, Marilyn Manson, Bruce Cockburn, Green Day, and U2 all have songs either called The Last Day or Night on Earth.
Is he Cockburn?
Bruce Cockburn.
Is it Cockburn?
You think, wouldn't you think he would have changed
Coburn.
His name? Is it Coburn?
I don't know. I don't know what I think.
Now, Bob Coburn, I remember, but isn't Bruce Cockburn, isn't 101 Where the Lions Are?
I do remember that song. Cock. I must have played it.
How about Susie and the Banshees, Cities and Dust?
Really?
That's a great song. That's a great new wave song. Great new wave apocalyptic song. And then there's Cloaked in Shit by Hatesphere.
What?
That was on the list and it was so crazy I just wrote it down. Cloaked in Shit
that.
By Hatesphere.
Out of here.
Does that sound apocalyptic? Cloaked
yes.
in Shit?
Yes.
Oh, yes,
it does. Idiotech by Radiohead.
Yeah, great song.
In the End, Linkin Park, In the Year 2525 by Zager and Evans.
My dad's band used to play that.
Oh, no
There's
way.
Hate Sphere. Cloaked in Shit!
Yeah! Woo! I had a feeling this is going to be heavy.
The one song where farts don't make it funnier.
They're trying, though.
Wow.
I don't want to call our band Hate Sphere.
Man.
Let's see.
Hate Cube was taken.
Tom Waits, The Earth Died Screaming. I know we had a Dylan song. Oh, what about Hard Rain's Gonna Fall? Hard Rain's Gonna Fall?
Mm-hmm.
That was on the list. I just, you know, it's a great song.
Yeah.
Love Bob Dylan. You know, I saw that, I think it's Bruce Kahn, the rocker of rockers, mm-hmm. had a string on Facebook today about the five albums you're taking to, I think it was on a desert island when that's the last place you can live is by yourself on a desert island.
Oh,
so you're
that
allowed
one.
To take five albums.
Yeah.
And I just, man, it is really hard to nail it down to five albums.
Yeah.
I took the White Album because it's a double album. Sticky Fingers is a double album.
Oh, true.
Wouldn't you want to take one that you haven't ever heard that other people say is good?
Because
it's new.
No.
But it's new to you,
yeah,
then.
What if
I
it sucks?
We said you Beatles fan.
That's the risk you got to run, man.
I think I want an Oasis album because I like Oasis a lot. And I want Elvis Costello Get Happy.
Okay.
And then
you remember
thinking,
Beatlemania?
Maybe All Things Must Pass because it's a double album.
I think I
by
do.
George.
Inner Visions, Blood Sugar, Sex Magic.
Oh, God, yeah, that's a great album.
Double albums were very popular in this string. Bruce had Derek and the Dominoes, which is a double album. It's a good record. He loves Clapton.
Dark Side of the Moon, 40 Ounces of Freedom, White Pony. yeah. I don't know.
Okay, Computer, 10. I know those two.
Okay, Computer, I know, was in the couple places on their list.
10 by Pearl Jam.
Hey, do we know why? Oh, 10's a great record. Do we know why?
There's a band, by the way, who had a record release party that was canceled. They're called Code Orange. So they did it on Twitch and had 13,000 people rocking out with them.
Wow.
Which is kind of a cool way to do it right now because they can't have the party.
Did you see the idiot chick on Twitch doing the coronavirus
challenge?
Oh. She's licking a toilet seat on a plane.
Yeah, she's going to get AIDS.
2 million people.
She won't get coronavirus. She's going to get AIDS. Oh.
She got 2 million views, too.
Well, good.
Okay,
that's what
no
matters.
More flying for her, first of all.
No more toilets for her.
What? Why would 2 million people
no
watch
more dating.
That? She, of course, is extremely hot, and she has some, a lot of pictures in bathing suits and
I saw it because of Meghan McCain. She retweeted it and said, put her ass in jail! Here's the video. I'm not sure
jail,
if it's audio.
Jail? Or jail for that, for being an idiot?
Is that a crime?
Hey, it's corona time right now.
It's corona time.
Can we just cancel her because she's an idiot?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's right. Lock her up.
It's gross.
She said, it's a social experiment, the coronavirus test. I'm like, what are you talking about, you moron?
So if there were like 98 out of 100 guys that would bang her before that, how much do you think that number falls after that video?
Maybe by 2.
I was going to say, wait.
She's really hot.
But they wouldn't kiss her. But they wouldn't kiss her.
No. Well, you'll clean her mouth out first or something else.
Clean her mouth out.
Does anybody know?
Your wiener.
What's the story with Kid Rock refusing to close his bar in Nashville?
It's really funny because he's the name. So he's the one that's going to make all the stories.
Is he taking a stand?
Well, his restaurant. The mayor said, can you guys please shut down? The mayor's asking them. And there's a handful of restaurants. I want to say there were about 6 that were just like, we'll think we'll wait for the governor to issue the order because the mayor can't issue that order. Because
it's unconstitutional.
The one up here is going to be closed down.
Well, it has to be.
So.
Well, it's going to happen, probably, right?
You would think, yeah.
I mean, you're just delaying the obvious.
Yeah, but think of the money you're going to make in those 2 days or 1 day.
Yeah, sure.
It might be your last big payday for a while.
Yeah, why shut down before they make you? I kind of don't.
Well,
I don't know how much.
They asked people, and then I feel like they saw a lot of people out on St. Patrick's Day and over the weekend, and now they're just like, all right, no more bars for any of you.
Do they not have a lot of cases in Tennessee? Honestly, I don't know.
They will.
Well, they have those two dipshits who hoarded hand sanitizer from every dollar store.
Oh, now they have to give it away.
And
that story.
And they have to totally give it away.
They're
going to
be arrested, or they had to give it all away.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to be arrested anyway.
They were, but did you see the picture of him standing in front of his garage? What an idiot!
Well, I hate that he's playing the victim in this whole thing.
Yeah,
like, we're supposed
to
feel sorry for him for gouging. Right. Tennessee, by the way, 39 cases.
He's like,
as of now,
I wasn't gouging, but I think we were trying to make a little money, and it's
you're
the
gouging.
Same thing. $80 for a bottle of it. Who's the idiot? Who pays $80 for
there's some
sanitizer?
Other,
if he had a smaller markup, he probably would be selling them right now.
Right.
There's a husband and wife in, I want to say, Vancouver, that just ran around buying up
same
wipes.
Thing.
And they're selling them, and they have tons of them. They just spent a whole day driving from store to store to store, buying a whole place out. And I don't know what they were charging, but it's like, neither one of us can work, and we have kids, and they're going to be home, so how are we going to make money?
Yeah.
That's not very Canada-like of them.
No,
it's kind of what I thought. The ABNN.
Well, just call Stan about that.
I am really excited to announce we haven't had action on the ABNN in ages, but we have breaking news on the ABNN.
This here is breaking news on the ABNN.
Happy 38th birthday.
The Antonio Brown News Network.
From your boy, AB number 84.
Stand by for some booming breaking news. Shit.
Booming.
What the hell is going on here? Can you get the... His last blowout with the baby mama. He's reconciled with his baby mama.
Oh, that's so nice.
And they're engaged. But wait a second. He said no more white women in 2020. She's white.
Coronavirus changed it.
That's strange.
And where are the white women at?
I wonder what led to their reconciliation.
He was such a prick to her. She had never gotten a child child support. Yeah, she never had. She filed for child support, paternity, and custody, and all of a sudden he wants to get married. Now, does anybody smell a rat there?
Yeah.
What was the last time the police were called? He called the police on her a dozen times, three times for stealing a car.
It's Bentley, yeah.
Well, one was a Bentley. The other two times, I think she was taking an SUV. But she doesn't have a car. She has three kids with him.
So the last time that the cops were called to his house was because of the U-Haul. And that's the one he got charged with, and he got arrested.
Well, that didn't involve her, though. It was the one before that when he's screaming at her out by the car.
Oh, you fucking white fishbowl, get the fuck out of here, you bitch. What? Come on, Polo. The fuck out of here. Fucking police can't have that. You fucking bitch has law. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking pussies. Fucking bitch. Get the fuck out of here. Get the fuck on my property, you pussies. Fuck out of here.
His kids are out
I
there.
I love you, Poppy. I love you. Go at them bitch ass police. Get the fuck out of here. Bitch ass little cop. Look at the little cop. You wish you could take me, you bitch ass nigga. Fuck out of here. Yeah, get in the back of the police car, fishbowl. And you ain't leaving with shit, bitch. Get the fuck out of here, you bum asshole.
You think he still calls her fishbowl?
What is that?
Bitch.
What does that mean?
What's the interpretation
of fishbowl?
I don't know.
I might not know.
I so wish she would sue him for child support because she would get a huge settlement. I think this is all about the money, A, because he doesn't like paying anyone anything, and also getting back in the NFL.
Well, I think maybe that they're going to make it work this time.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
What?
He's changed so much.
You don't think there's going to be a story in 3 months about him kicking her out of the house or something?
They look very blissful together. They look very happy.
Why is she going along with this? She could have gotten...
I don't know.
Giant child support payment. Had her own place.
Had her
own car.
That.
I love it.
This guy's wiener is, you know, huge, right?
He's changed. I can fix him.
He needs help.
He is saying the right things for some reason.
Ever since that arrest, he's really kind of tried to clean up his image. He wants to play again, and I think that they're telling him, if you want to play, do things right. He's trying to do things right so he can play.
How long?
Is he on his meds?
How long do you give it?
I'll give it 6 weeks because he has a lot of incentive.
6 weeks.
I know it seems like a long time. I don't know. I don't understand. How is he managing to do all and say the right things all of a sudden?
None of that, but they're going to end up having to quarantine inside the house together, which will just make it speed up. So maybe 3 weeks.
And what about all the other people that he is being sued by?
Yeah, people forgot about that. Coronavirus.
Now, this is not from the ABNN.
It's his memory loss.
It's cleared like everything off. It's like we've erased all the news stories and we're starting now.
Oh, okay. Sure.
This is not from the ABNN, but Michael Strahan. This story is also, in my opinion, is about money. Because Michael Strahan has been fighting his ex-wife tooth and nail about child support for a long time. And now he is suddenly saying that his ex is an unfit mother and he's had a private investigator following her for, I don't know, how long has this guy been following her around? Do we know?
Let me find the story. It's been a while.
That's expensive.
He's got plenty of money.
But he's demanding custody of the child, which means he wouldn't have to pay the child support that he's so angry about. But the thing is, the daughter's 15. The mother
twins,
twins. You're right. But the mother just became unfit when they're 15?
Sure.
Okay.
These two have been brawling for a long time.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't
say... Are they
going
to cover it on Good Morning America, maybe?
She also claims... that Michael agreed to pay a portion of the girl's horseback riding costs.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it sounds kind of sort of Cabrera-esque.
He had around-the-clock private investigators at her home. This is her lawyer talking, so who knows. He battered her financially with lawsuits. Nice throwing the word battered in for the verb there.
Well, there was one incident, wasn't there?
Yeah, but to say he battered her financially with lawsuits, that's how determined he is to not pay child support he agreed to 10 years ago. Which, why wouldn't he just pay it?
I don't know.
Got the money strain.
He's got to be making so much money.
Yeah, because not only GMA, but he's on the Fox broadcast.
Football, yeah.
And he's got that show after GMA, too, Strahan and Sarah. So
that's right.
That's right.
Wait, doesn't he host one of the goofy game
shows? As well? How much money does he need?
And he gets a pension from the NFL still. He made a ton while he was in the NFL.
Start sharing, Strahan.
Jesus.
Well, the problem is when you...
Whoa!
A virus has been detected.
Don't feel good.
This is breaking news from the CVNN, Coronavirus News Network.
Coronavirus!
Stand by for complete, in-depth, and accurate breaking news. And shit. Can't breathe.
All right, so I apologize for interrupting the Michael Strahan.
We were done.
John Cryer has come to the...
What? Yes. Is it something with Pete Davidson?
It's not with Pete Davidson, however... John Cryer has to bust the West Virginia governor, Jim Justice.
What?
Because he said these words.
I would say to you, the federal government and everybody is saying, go to the grocery stores. For crying out loud, go to the grocery stores. Mm-hmm. If you want to go to Bob Evans and eat, go to Bob Evans and eat.
Why would he say that, though? It's a little weird.
Everybody's popping over or popping off on this guy for this Bob Evans comment.
Hmm.
You know who this is good for, I've noticed, for coronavirus?
Bob Evans, by the way.
Sign language translators.
Yes, I've seen quite a few.
So, or what are they called? I guess signers. Because
translators.
Whitmer has her own. Dana Nessel had her own. Cuomo had his own today. That guy just had his own on that video.
That's what my cousin does for a living.
Is business booming for him?
Well, I think that she's...
That's my unconscious bias.
I want to say that she works for a school, and so, but...
Are they hot?
They're closed.
Are there any hot ones?
I haven't noticed any offhand.
No.
I've seen mostly dudes.
I know what you're thinking, Mark.
Do you guys... What?
You're thinking of that
dude. Can you tell me what...
Yes, I am! Think of when I see a signer is the guy at the Mandela... funeral, who was just making
stuff up. Oh, he's goofing? Yeah, that was funny.
Saying, wasn't there like one word favorite. He kept repeating?
What did John Cryer tweet, though, when he retweeted that, the governor saying that?
Only Bob Evans, but he's putting it out there so everybody can see it.
Only Bob Evans? What does that mean?
Oh, because of social distancing, you're allowed to go there, I guess.
Yeah.
John Cryer's battles are odd, aren't they? He gets in some weird scuffs.
Stuck on that Pete Davidson beat.
Does he have a hand washing video we can watch?
Oh my god, he's got to. And his head, because isn't he bald now?
He shaves his head. Not because he's bald.
Oh my god, he looks so different.
He's back on the Pete Davidson alert.
He is? Uh-oh, yes. What is it?
So, let's see. 2 days ago.
Pete okay.
If you're in the mood for a movie that'll sneak up on you while you're laughing your ass off, try Pete Davidson's brand new big time adolescence. Here's the Red Band trailer.
Funny, I saw this on Hulu, and I'm like, "Oh, what's this movie?" I saw Pete Davidson. I went, "Never mind." Like, I had that conscious thought to not watch it because.
Should we check the Rotten Tomatoes?
Yeah, the thermometer.
Is it even out yet?
Yeah, it's on Hulu right now.
Oh, big time!
I'll check the stand up.
Big time adolescence.
I'm messing with the whole record.
Rotten Tomatoes. It's the only way you can type.
Big time. All right, here we are. Big Time Adolescence, starring Pete Davidson. It's a funny, heartfelt, and brought to life by a smartly assembled ensemble. Big Time Adolescence finds fresh pleasures in a crowded coming-of-age genre. 88% thermometer.
Oh, all right. People are kissing
from the critics. 87% from the audience.
Wow. Is that the Apatow movie?
No. And John Cryer's in it?
Oh, that's...
What?
Asshole.
Well, that's all fraud. That is a fraudulent tweet. He's pretending to promote someone else's movie.
Does it have a lot of reviews, Brandon?
116 on the audience. Right. 49 with the
critics.
I might
end up watching it now.
Well, the Pete Davidson Live from New York on Netflix audience score is 61%. 158 ratings, and the thermometer is at 40.
Oh.
But only 10 reviews.
Machine Gun Kelly's in it, too.
Guess who plays Pete's girlfriend in the movie? that Sydney Sweeney, who's got huge boobs from Euphoria. I believe she won a Mr. Skin Award for Best Boobs of the Year.
Really?
So you know he probably nailed her.
Of course he did. She was also in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. Huge boobs.
Huge
did I mention she has huge boobs, Trudy?
It's
huge
they're boobs. Massive.
Yeah, they
are. Same with all Brandon just pulled them up on the screen. Great.
Oh, yeah, I've had them up here for about nice. 5 minutes.
Oh,
now.
Boy.
I predicted this conversation.
I wonder if she shows them in this Pete Davidson
Wait,
movie.
What is God? What movie is that in?
Probably Euphoria.
It's Euphoria.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it, are her boobs what the Euphoria is all about?
It should be.
It's yeah, the show's all about the tickling.
Currently.
Pretty impressive.
Okay.
Oh, you're done with her boobs, Trudy? We're all just still thinking about them.
Oh, I know, but... I look at it from a different perspective.
What?
Too.
What, like they're food bags?
Oh, we evaluate different.
Your boobs are huge.
You know?
Man, she is like two cantaloupes squeezed into a garden hose.
Yeah. Hey,
as of yesterday, had Andrew Gillum, the Florida gubernatorial candidate, had he announced he was going to rehab yet?
Yeah.
That was
not yesterday. It must have been today.
Yeah, it was today. I read it and I was thinking,
rehab
wait,
for what?
We know that.
Because he went crazy.
For alcohol, because he doesn't want people to think he was doing meth, which he was doing.
Bullshit.
I know.
This
is ridiculous.
You know what? But for a dude who was doing meth, though, he had a pretty good line for a while there. I was like digging what he had to say for a while there. It was on Mar. He sounded good.
Oh, yeah. He was all over the place on CNN, talking politics. Yeah. And now all of a sudden it's like, ever since I lost, I've been so depressed and I drown my sadness in alcohol.
It's pretty smart. It's
like, well, I saw you doing meth a bunch of times. I didn't know you were drinking that much. That's what his friends are saying.
In Florida, isn't it just you do meth like the rest of us drink?
Yeah, it's pretty common.
So apparently he was so depressed, he started, he became bisexual. I don't know. Is there a connection there? That doesn't seem to make sense to me. Because he was with a male escort.
Well,
but I don't know. Maybe he was just drunk and he stumbled into the room. Or wait, was it in his name or his friend's name? It was in his friend's name, wasn't it?
Yeah, the third guy, the guy who's totally fine.
Maybe he just went into the wrong hotel room. And then passed out.
No, it was his friend. He claimed it was his friend, didn't he?
Yeah, he was the second person in that room.
Oh, that's too bad.
It's nice that he's buddies with escorts. I mean, he doesn't judge people, apparently.
Yeah, he's open-minded, right?
He's from Florida.
Yeah, it's true.
He's not the mayor of Tallahassee anymore, is
no,
he?
No.
Done with that.
Did we mention, did we open the Hall Financial Hotline?
We did.
Okay.
Oh, when we call Kennedy.
I didn't mention it, that the Hall Financial Hotline was open, and with interest rates just going down, 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 what a great time to refinance. And in fact, drewandmike.hallfg.com is where to go, or you can click the link on our website and fill out the online form, and Hall Financial will get back to you very quickly. If it's anywhere near 4%, you really might want to give it a try.
Isn't the interest rate at zero? Like if
it's like negative 10.
Can I refi at zero in my house that hates me?
Zero. Seems like you could.
Hey, one last thing on Andrew Gillum. I'm just rolling through some of the Twitter. Pamela Geller, who's an editor-in-chief of, I don't know, the Geller Report, so it must be her own thing. She's apparently saying that police body cam footage will show blood, feces, vomit at this naked meth overdose party.
Naked meth
feces.
With a gay male escort once released. So someone's going to freedom of info.
Is it a bloody stool or is the blood and the feces separate? Sorry.
Well, you got to keep those two things separate. Yeah. If you can, keep those two things separate, blood and feces.
Police body cam footage, blood, feces, and vomit at the Andrew Gillum naked meth overdose party.
Who is this chick reporting this?
Pamela Geller, she's got 200,000 followers. So
I don't know what's worse, bloody stool checkmarked. Or blood and feces separately.
Was she there?
What came first?
The Geller Report. I don't know. Maybe she's the one that did the FOIA.
Yeah, I read this story. This is one of those weird things where you go, why is this? I mean, because it seems like nothing can be kept quiet. Mm. And in fact, this is not kept quiet in the end. But I read this story a few times out of the gate, and it seemed like what was being reported was what he said, that, oh, yeah, I was just bombed, and I fucked up, and I was at a wedding, and I drank a little too much, and I had nothing to do with that friend guy of mine. He just separately did meth, and then all of a sudden the story changed, and I don't know if it was because somebody FOIA'd the the details, but it seemed like that story wasn't being reported the way it is now being reported.
Nothing's being reported because of coronavirus. I mean, think about it this way. Look how far we are into today's podcast. And not one stupid mention of that dumb debate last night, which nobody paid attention to.
Yeah, I know. I did watch some. Did you watch any of it?
I watched, honestly, 5 minutes of it, and I said, this is weird without a crowd, and I'm not watching anymore.
I hate TV without a crowd.
It's just those two.
I know, that is weird. John Oliver without a crowd was weird.
Oliver was weird. They're all weird without a crowd.
As far as the debate,
weird, yeah.
I thought they were, for two guys their age, I thought they were performing pretty well. For the first 10 minutes I watched.
Yeah.
I mean, because I was just, I just go, oh my God, these guys are so old. And Biden, I'm so used to him gaffing. I'm just expecting gaffes.
Did they shake hands?
They bumped elbows.
They did bump elbows.
That's worse.
I thought that was a funny picture.
Trudy, are you excited that Biden's going to pick a female running mate?
It could be you. It could be you more than it could be us.
I hope it's me. I'll bring it, man. That old man won't just get out of my way, dude. But
that could have been me.
I kind of wondered if he already has it figured out who it's going to be, but it's kind of pandering in a way.
Pandering.
They got on the.
Whitmer.
I'm going to pick a female running mate. Well, I probably will. I'm going to pick a black Supreme Court woman for the next choice in the Supreme Court.
I'm going to pick a black lesbian female to do everything.
I don't know if it's a victory if they're doing it just to score points.
Pandering, man.
Apparently,
you women are so dumb you'll just vote for it.
I tweeted this out last night and I honestly didn't know the answer. Stupid. I think I know the answer, but I wasn't sure.
Is it Chloe, by the way? Chloe, right?
Chloe? I think Chloe would be a pretty good pick.
Chloe.
Chloe.
Yeah, Midwestern.
Boy, look how Kobe Bryant just got disappeared.
Who?
Kobe.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
He'd be so
that guy.
Not Chloe. Last night I watched the first 10 or 12, 15 minutes, something like that, and it was all coronavirus. And I would do this, and I would do that. And I thought, I've watched pieces of probably every Democratic debate, and I watched a couple of them all the way through. Had they talked about coronavirus at all?
I remember the last debate right before Super Tuesday. I think it was the first thing you and I were talking about off the air was not one question about this virus that's going to be here. Not one the
I
whole
thought
time.
That was strange.
Very strange.
And it also, it's so easy at this point to say, I do that. You can always do that. But I just thought it was interesting that no one thought it was important enough to ask about.
I know, before then. Well, that one that CBS did was just a debacle.
Oh yeah, God, it was. Yeah. It was terrible. Oh, boy. So I noticed on Channel 4, by the way, there's another story about auto workers bitching about conditions at the plant.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
And I didn't really think about this too much. I heard that they had this, they're not crossing over shifts to avoid all those, contact between all those people. And I read something to the effect that, I don't know if it was Ford, I believe it was Ford that said, if we find that someone has coronavirus, we'll evacuate the plant for 24 hours and clean it. What? And if we find three people with coronavirus, then we will clear the plant and evaluate.
What?
I don't know.
That plan's going to change. That's already changed. It's got to be.
I'm guessing it has.
Plan.
But you know what I couldn't help thinking? Because the workers, normally you'd think that people kind of want to work. Because, if you're worried about your income.
Yeah, people want to work.
Don't they get paid if they send them home, say 80% or no? If that's what they get, if that's what they've negotiated, then by all means, I would want that too.
Some of it's tied to productivity as well, though.
But if you think that you're at risk in the plant at all, or you just kind of like some time off and make most of your money, you can't knock that.
No. Hell no.
I guess.
It does seem strange, though, that a plant with that many people would be operating. Doesn't that seem a little strange?
It seems really odd.
And there was also, there's a bill right now, and this came up during the Trump press conference on Monday about, was it paid leave for businesses with less than 500 employees?
Temporary paid leave.
Yeah, was that what it was? Did you watch that?
I didn't hear the question.
And the reporter, I said, why isn't it for companies with 500 or more? Which I think is a reasonable question, but I'm really stuck to, and by the way, Trump mentioned that Bezos is to be calling the White House every day.
Did you hear what he said? He said he heard that he's here.
Yeah, I know. I thought that was strange.
He would never talk to him because, you know, he owns the Post.
And you passed me a story during the show today that Bezos is about to hire 100,000 people at Amazon, for the moment, which is great.
I also passed you that important story about Chris Kardashian.
Oh, it's tested negative for coronavirus.
You know what pisses me off about that story?
What?
Well, think about it. She tested negative for coronavirus.
She got a test.
She got a test, and she had no symptoms. She was asymptomatic, which you can have and be asymptomatic, but people that are really sick want to have a test, and a lot of people can't get it.
Wow. Well, it's interesting that...
Oh, come on, Mark. This is the first time you realize rich people get everything they want.
Utah Jazz are one thing, Trudy. Chris Kardashian, fuck her.
OJ.
It is annoying that, I don't know, you know, watching some of these things going on in the legal community, these people getting, of course, half of those have nothing to do with money. Like this guy that shot six people and all these plea bargains. And this, this son of a bitch on 2020.
Yep. Hussein Raniere.
And then when you throw rich people in court with something like that, they have a really good chance of getting off because they get the best attorneys.
That made me think of this story. You see the story about Trump trying to woo this German company to America?
Yeah, with the vaccine?
Yeah, with the vaccine.
Yeah.
And people were just appalled at that because, you know, that's capitalism, run amok, and everybody's the money. All I can think of is, I wouldn't have, as an American, I think that's great.
Well, they were saying that he wanted to hire them for drugs and stuff. For America and for only America.
Yeah. Well, what about the rest of the world? Well, I mean, let them hire them then. We'll have a bidding war.
Well, what? Are we going to hide the cure from the rest of the world if they
We're done with it, they can have it.
I mean, that's sort of how I felt. Was as long as we get it first, I don't care.
It's kind of how I
save everyone else, but save me first.
I mean, we are the richest country. I mean, there should be some advantages to that.
That's what I thought, was that surely we can pay them more than Germany can.
You would hope.
Let's have a brain drain of Germany immediately.
Why not? We did it after World War II, and that's how we got to the fucking moon.
Certainly did.
Sorry.
All right, so you know, I'm going to mention again that Mesa Tequila and Tacos and Tequilas, Mesa Tacos and Tequilas.
That tequila's more important now.
And 5th Street in Royal Oak on Main Street is now your curbside, your curbside carryout headquarters.
Think about that. I mean, that's a way to help out right now.
I know. Well, we're hoping, you know.
I mean, just in general, every restaurant, order out.
I know. I think people will, but, you know, it's just like, this is our great season of the year. Yeah. We're just about to kick ass, and we're like, oh, boy, are we going to make it till the end of the cold weather? And then it's like, well, St. Patrick's Day we got opening day. And, you know, I got
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, and then, no, none of it. Fuck you, Drew. Fuck you, Matt. Fuck you, Gabara.
When do you think she'll lift that? Is this going to be 8 weeks?
Well, I think there will be, depending on, you know, if the curve starts flattening out, I think there's going to be pressure to, you know, we really could use to pump some money into the economy.
How about this? What if everybody in the state, we promise we will socially distance ourselves. We'll wear the disc that Italian guy had. Can we then go back to restaurants and bars?
The what? The
You didn't see that genius in Italy?
No.
He took a piece of cardboard that
was that's pretty funny.
6 feet you know, wide.
What?
And wore it so
no one could get within 6 feet of him.
Couldn't get close to him.
I love that
guy. That's awesome. Just brilliant.
Oh, look at him.
See? So if everybody in the state promises to wear one of those, can we go back to bars and restaurants? I can just slide you your food on your disc. You don't
it looks
need
like
a table.
He's in a circular canoe, the way it's set up.
A UFO, yeah.
How do you even get in a door that way?
Sideways.
That would be tricky.
Just sidewalk service.
It's just awesome.
Oh, my God. Ugh. That's great.
Maybe Mesa can start giving those out to people when they get to the restaurant to socially distance themselves.
What about those bubbles that people, there were such a craze for a while? You get in a bubble
like
and
the bubble
roll around?
Things that people played sports in or whatever? Yeah. They ran into the bubbles?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
Bubbles.
Could I wear my Halloween costume? The inflatable pink unicorn?
Absolutely.
It's kind of a...
You'll be socially distanced automatically.
Yeah.
You're Barney.
Can't touch anything.
But, you know, I know all the restaurants have to be thinking the same thing.
Well, everyone should order
carry out. Carry out, carry out, carry out, carry out, carry out. But, you know, it's still an adjustment. And we do have Uber Eats for Mesa, and you can call them too at 545-1940 in the 248. So hopefully we're going to keep our people. For this month, we're going to make them whole, and then I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't even know what that's going to mean. We know what it could cost at the most.
Why don't we forgive all SBA loans?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, there's so much talk about we have to do this for small business. We have to do this for, and soon is that going to happen? Well, we got to tell these people right now. We can't wait.
Look who we're talking about. We're talking about Trump. He's gonna something will happen.
I think so.
All said and done, he will throw money at the economy to help people out.
There's got to be some smart person out there that could just, you know, Elon Musk this vaccine. Come on.
Bezos. Oh, no. Well, they already started their first test today. Right. They already started the first test today. A guy in Seattle got the first
A girl.
It was a girl?
Yeah, it was
There's
a girl
my unconscious Seattle. Bias again, thinking only guys can get the...
Yeah, I know. That's one
Check
of the
your misogyny.
said at the press conference was that there is already testing going on for a vaccine, which is moving very, very quickly.
With Ebola, I think they said it took 20 months or the last. Or no, I'm sorry. SARS, the first SARS. In
Can't they speed that curve?
Well, they saw 20 months, so they're like, we got to figure out a way to start making this faster. They think they could do it in 3, but they don't know if it's going to work. That's the problem.
Didn't you say that it it's impervious against paint?
Or that's like what I, that's so, what I was told.
So we should just.
I'm getting my house
paint
painted.
Our houses.
Yeah,
just have an open can of paint in your house.
The problem is there's still metal in the house. There's still, you know,
huff some paint.
Yeah, there's other things for to adhere to.
I do hope that, you know, some of these people like Bezos, for example. Although Bezos, the thing about Bezos, he just makes more money. No matter what happens, he just makes more money.
Yeah.
Going to hire 100,000 people? Well, that's great news.
Gas is cheaper, which helps them deliver it.
But I still expect, you know, you could talk about the big three. Look at all the extra money the big three made because of the tax cut.
Yeah.
And they're trying to keep these plants going around the clock with how many people are in these plants? 300, 400 people?
Yeah. I don't know. The economy's still got a lot of good, strong indicators underneath it.
Yeah. It's just hard when you shut it all down.
Sure.
Even for
hopefully it's just 2 months and not six.
I hope it's, you know, that's one thing today. Trump said at the outside July or August, and Fauci, is that how you say his name?
He corrected,
Fauci corrected
him.
He got
right
up
away.
There and said, that's not what this plan is. It's we're working on 2 weeks right now. We're going to reevaluate it after 2 weeks.
Right on.
So
he said the end of the curve would be about July. He corrected him. Yeah.
Yeah. He said, well, and if worse, you know, worst case scenario. Of course, you know, we don't know how much all of this hard work on social distancing and staying at home will do.
I mean, at some point,
you guys could be making me sick for all I know.
Well, Trudy. At some point, won't we all just say, oh, you know what, fuck it. Let's just restart the economy and who cares what happens to this curve.
Well, there's going to be a lot of pent-up demand. I mean, I got to believe the economy's going to blow. In fact, Trump said today about the stock market. Somebody, of course, goes, the stock market went down 3,000 points today. What do you think of that? Trump said, stock market will perform better than we've ever seen it perform once this all ends.
He gave the right answer, though, because after he said that, he said, that's not what we're concerned with right now.
Great investment. Great. A lot of death.
Hank is doing an interview on the street, leaning into people's cars, not about social distance.
Hey, he was too close.
Should we see what these people say? Do we have time
to hear what these people say? See what kind of etiquette Hank's talking about.
No, he's too close to her.
Let's see here.
Oh, boy.
Oops, shoot. Did I go too far?
Yeah.
Taking it to the streets. Nothing like the man in the street.
Getting used to. Are you keeping your distance? Social distancing, the new thing. And today you could see some people keeping their distance, others sitting near one another in this coffee shop. In stores, you could see shoppers wearing masks, employees wearing gloves.
If you can be careful, I don't want to be ignorant. You know?
Yeah.
Things that we can do to protect ourselves, protect others, actually, because there's elderly still going out here.
Kathy from Birmingham wearing gloves today as she went shopping.
I'm doing this shopping for my 92-year-old neighbor. Because we don't want her to go out.
No, yeah, you know?
That's cool. And, nice. And she wants to. She's like, I'm 92. If anything happens to me, it's okay. But I don't want anything to happen to her.
Too bad the virus is going to stick to those gloves.
We avoid being in groups of more than 10 people. Some avoiding large crowds altogether, others not as concerned.
But I understand the health issue because some people's immune system is low.
Right. So if they're keeping their distance from
our
you,
health system is low.
It's not offensive to you in any way. You just,
you're too close.
Do you understand it?
I get it. It's come from fear, but I get it.
Back out here live, you know, we saw people like Kathy from Birmingham, a lot of people like her today, wearing gloves, especially a lot of employees within the local stores.
Hank's not in a
that
bathroom.
We saw around Metro Detroit. Also, a lot of people wearing masks, no longer something that you may just encounter at the airport. We're live.
But you were
tonight.
Within
Hank
3 feet of that last person.
I got the funniest text message today during the show that Matt Riley, who's in Florida, by the way, I don't know how well he's social distancing, but we had to talk this morning. We had to have a conference call about what we're going to do with Mesa. And it's like, you know, we got to decide now. And it was, God, I don't need this on Monday morning. But, you know, we had to deal with it. Yeah. Anyway, so as the day wears on, Matt's hanging out and he's having a couple drinks. And all of a sudden he reveals that he ran into somebody from my high school who swam nude with me.
How did he run into
somebody?
He's
almost naked. That's cool, man. Whatever.
He says, yep, I was in the last class to swim nude in gym.
Oh, my God.
He was in my class.
Really?
Bob Moran. Bob was a great guy. And then apparently,
nice outing him.
The conversation went on to Bob apparently may have outed me outed himself and me for partying with Ursay and doing massive bong hits in his bathroom. Nice. People, it was good old late night action, LNA. I mean, everything had initials back then, and LNA was late night action, always at Ursay's, and what he had to do was turn the alarm off, open his window, and then people just pile in, and he'd turn the alarm back on and hope his dad didn't see the light go off. Which, if he did, he would blare something over the intercom, and Jim would say, Michael Brown was at the window. I'm sorry, Dad. Michael Brown always got blamed. I don't know why.
The intercom.
It was hilarious.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what a life. What a life. All right. You want to get us out of here, Brandon? I'm exhausted from the show today.
Yeah, but here's some good news. Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson are out of the hospital.
Oh, yay.
I'm so happy. Hopefully
Idris Elba is in.
Idris Elba and Tormund Giants Bane from Game of Thrones.
I don't even know who that is. I don't know who the hell you are.
He's tested positive. That's the character's name. I don't even know the actor's name.
And there's a Bond girl.
Bond girl is tested positive.
Oh, Olga somebody. She's in 2008. Like 12 years ago.
The director of Hank's film just tested positive. So did a guy who interviewed Rita Wilson. So either she must spit a lot when she talks, or they made out, or she blew him. I don't know.
She's a singer, so she does.
Rita Wilson?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, she is a singer. I heard her on the Beatles show. On the Beatles channel, they have a show on Sunday night where they a lot of times have celebrity Beatle fans on there. And Rita Wilson was on there, mostly plugging her gigs.
Wow, it's pretty thin.
I was very annoyed. Extremely annoyed. I felt she was a faux Beatles fan.
Remember the kid that got the sleeve from Rudy Gobert?
Yeah.
He and his whole family are in self-quarantine now.
Because they can't get tests, right?
Exactly.
So the entire Utah Jazz...
They're done. They're fine.
They all got tests. But the kid who was invited to hang out with the guy who had coronavirus, they can't get tested.
No. I wonder if he still has the sleeve.
Yeah, boy. No, I can't wait to hear about this. Yeah, Bob was telling us all the stories, especially the nude swimming. Oh, my God.
Oh, gross.
Hopefully soon will bring up some old stories I forgot. All right, we'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, maybe they're playing Marco Polo.
Marco!
Jeez, that was a great game.
Cool. I hope it's a naked dude with a boner.